I'm not telling you anything.
Please, please, please.
Do you see that video of the New Kids on the Block back together? It's so bad.
Not better than this.
Oh, no, it's better. What the hell is this?
I love this beat.
Remember the dance? It was like... Wait, no.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember the dance.
He knows it.
Of course I remember. Dude.
Do you like know the whole routine?
I used to have this on tape.
I had the soundtrack to the first one memorized. Literally, I could sing the whole album right now.
If I could get started on a song, I could probably continue it.
Well, the problem is, I don't actually have... ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap. I don't actually have the... I don't have that with me for some reason, the original. But remember the one, the rap? I know the whole rap. About
if you can get it started.
The crime wave is high with muggings mysterious. All the police and detectives are furious. Like the whole fucking thing. I know the whole thing. I literally, like, to me, that was my music. Like, I wasn't allowed to listen to anything else, but I could have the TMNT soundtrack. Like,
yeah. I wasn't allowed to actually watch an Ninja Turtles movie because it promoted violence.
Promoted.
That's so sad.
It promoted altered turtles. That's pretty much it. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 14.
Oh. This has been going for a minute and a half?
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
We're well into it. That's what the squiggly lines on the bars
shut
mean.
Up. Joel has started stealth starting the podcast while we talk like idiots. Which isn't any different than how we normally talk.
That's
anyway.
Ninja. Ninja. You know what the best thing? That Vanilla Ice is a true artist is because he didn't have any time to prepare this. I mean, they came in, they were fighting. Within a second and a half, he had a beat. A rap and a dance.
It's true.
About Ninja Turtles.
He beats his wife, so how can you not respect
really?
Him?
And he's from here. I love him. Really? He's a renaissance man.
What the fuck is his real name? Something Rip Van Winkle?
Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle.
there was a really old Vanilla Ice parody on In Living Color. Remember In Living Color?
Oh, Jim Carrey does it.
Yeah, and yeah. It was, what's your real name? Robert Van Winkle. Why did you change it? Nothing rhymes with Winkle.
That's great.
That's good.
Tinkle.
Taint rhymes with Winkle.
No.
Okay, so anyway, Hijinks and Sue podcast number 14. Modified crew. Why? For the weakest reason ever.
There's
number
nothing
one,
wrong with that reason.
No, there's two reasons, and they're both equally queer. Number one, work. All right, fuck work. Eli is not here. Eli is...
Hello?
In crunch time, that's what you
fuckers
like to call it.
Yes.
Which basically means
work
let's pretend there's 16 hours in a work day and plow through it until you're all dead.
I'm living in a building with Mexicans.
Thank you. And taking over the pointless sound effects is Josh.
Hello.
In Eli's stead.
Eli actually gave me a little thumb drive full of random sounds.
But here's what you have to do to make it an authentic Eli experience and so the listeners don't miss him, is do it right in the middle of people's sentences. Yeah, there you go. That's pretty good. That's good. And if you could time that just a little bit, you know, right, like when I'm actually talking and then it's going to disrupt me. You had a chance there, but you didn't use it. And number two reason. That's good. Number two reason that Eli's not here is that he apparently makes out with 12-year-olds and gets mono. Now,
I
can
I
support
even, I
the
even
reason.
Bring myself to start making fun of that.
I can support the... No, I can't. Hey, you know what's funny? I had... I had mono... Oh my God, Ninja Rap stopped. I'm just going to start it back over until I find something else to listen to.
Put it on loop forever.
Yeah. I'll do that. Let's see. Loop. There we go.
Please don't. Oh,
so
God.
I'll find something else in a minute. You can queue up something. We'll play yours later.
I don't have music on this laptop.
Okay. So when I was like 14 or 13, and I got mono the whole summer. I mean, you have it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid at least. And this was the worst part of it because I was already bored and I already didn't have any friends. So like it didn't ruin my social
so
life.
Sad.
No, it was whatever.
It was perfect timing, then.
It didn't ruin my social life at all. Here's what it ruined. I was trying to learn to rollerblade. And you know, the hardest part about rollerblading is telling your parents you're gay.
Yeah.
So
how did that go?
Oh, God.
The doctor was like, you have an enlarged liver. And you know, that
it's like I have a wet spleen.
Yeah, it's like that if you fall over, it could burst.
Yeah.
The fucking liver could
it
explode.
Could kill you.
Oh,
and I'm like, so what does that mean? He goes, you can't do anything where you might fall over. And I was like, but
no,
I just bought rollerblades.
Wow.
And I never learned.
Sorry, Joel.
Massive
go
fail.
Right back in the closet.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up is I ended up, like, after I got over mono, I was like, I'm getting those fucking rollerblades on. I hate rollerblading.
Yeah, I like roller skating.
I actually was pretty good at it for a while, which is unfortunate, even to admit. I'm going to have to queue up some alternate music that does not feature the word vanilla. I'll have to take that out of my search box.
Yes, please.
That was the only song I had with the word vanilla in it, which is I don't know.
I have the Vanilla Sky soundtrack.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I lied.
All right. Later, Vanilla. There we go. So, Eli's not here. Denise is here. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Hey, Denise.
Hey.
You know, do you realize how many fans you have now? You actually have
like
requests.
None.
Two.
What?
Seven. Nah, people are like, man, Denise is awesome. Bring Denise back.
Get rid
of fucking
yay.
Douchebag Eli, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hey, you know, fans. It's wide open because when you weren't here, we just trashed you.
I know,
Josh. So
that's true.
Eli's not here. It's all fair. Let the Mexican jokes fly.
This was on
I'm
the phone that you gave me
with Mexicans.
Excellent. Hey, what is this clip from? I hate him. I'm so glad he has mono.
Hey.
Seriously, how does he get mono?
It's been going around, apparently.
When a grown man and an 11-year-old little boy love each other very much, they share a special kind of love.
Right.
What were you going to say, Denise?
NAMBLA happens.
I don't remember.
See, you did Eli's job perfectly by playing a sound effect that completely derailed the conversation.
Right.
Whatever.
I'm going to sort these by size so I can only play the longest ones.
Okay. Speaking of sorting by size.
What?
Did you see the PS3 ad with the thumb penis? What the
fuck
was that ad selling?
Even for me, I was like, no.
What do you mean even for you as a human being? Nobody would find that okay.
I heard of it, and I didn't click on
it. If it was just a naked dude, I'd be like, look, a naked dude. It was a naked dude. And then
Photoshopped it out, right?
For a second, you're
gross.
Going, what's wrong with his dick?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm like, is he oddly circumcised? Like,
was there
a
scalpel?
A
there was like a scalpel incident? I don't
know.
And
even though I knew it was a PS3 ad, I was like, how does this man's messed up penis sell me a PS3?
I don't want
They
one.
Both start with P. Like, what the fuck? And then I realize it's a thumb?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you saying? What point are you trying to get across
that
with thumb dick?
He's a player. That's what that means.
No,
that doesn't
and
work
any
at
penetration
all.
With that would cause scarring.
What?
I'm just saying, if you got a thumbnail on your dick, bad things are going to happen.
Dude, you trim that.
You trim your dick nail? Oh, hang on. Clip, 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 clip. I gotta trim my dick nail.
Let's do this now.
That's what, yeah, never mind. What do you wear, like, isotoner condoms with that?
God.
What the fuck?
God.
It's so form-fitting.
Yeah, it fits
and
perfectly.
I can still bend my thumb. That's great.
Yeah, does he have a dick knuckle? Jesus Christ, that was awkward.
Can he pop it? Can he, like,
pull
it?
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is killing me. Oh, okay. Dick knuckle was bothering me. What do you have, like some grunge up in your dick nail that you have to clean out? Like, that's just gross.
The little scraper thing.
Yeah, is there hair on the dick knuckle? Sony, what the fuck, man?
Hey, but it was not for North America, so it's not like you ever would have
seen it. Oh, that makes sense to Japan?
No, but it does make sense to Europe.
It was German or something, wasn't it?
Germans are like...
I think it was Swedish.
Germans are like, this is an effective advertisement.
Like, that works.
This is living.
This... There's a whole subculture fetish in Germany where,
Germans.
Digit dicks are
we
popular.
We don't mean that, really.
Oh, I mean it. I want to know where... Someone came up with that piece of shit crazy psycho nightmare. Whatever.
It was very Silent Hill, sort of, like, body parts are where they don't belong. And...
Oh, my God. That's true. That's like it's like thumbs for eyes. It's like a Guillermo del Toro PS3 ad.
And whatever. Somewhere a little girl dies?
I don't know. I was so upset by that. And that wasn't even part of my schedule. Oh, this isn't the song what? I thought it was. I thought this was Skee-Lo.
Lame.
This is back in the day.
Okay, so what...
Go ahead and pull up Skee-Lo.
What is our schedule for this evening?
Well, here's the deal. We asked for questions for the mail sack two weeks ago. Oh, yeah. Why are we not here? So 2 weeks ago, we missed the podcast. I was out of town for a funeral. A week ago, we missed it because Eli was like, I'm not going to be there. I'm mono. I'm a little kid. I have measles.
And I totally forgot about it.
And Josh was in Costa Rica or some shit.
No, what? No.
I don't know. So I'm going to start with Hijinks and Sue related updates. Number one, let me go back to my little list here. Oh, we didn't even get to talk about Cape. That's how long it's been since we've done this.
Oh, yeah.
About
we'll do
what?
That in a second.
Cape.
Okay, so Hijinks and Sue,
Cape,
as of May 11th, was a year old.
Woo!
Yay!
Happy birthday to Joel's cartoon.
So, yeah. So a year old. I've been doing this bullshit for a year. That's cool.
I love scotch.
Scotchy. We should just do 30 minutes of listening to your fucking Will Ferrell clips. Scotchy.
Oh!
Not that. Eli's giving you too much power. His thumb drive of doom.
It's going to my head.
Josh beat God in a video game contest.
Oh,
and God
yeah.
was angry.
What does God need with a starship?
Oh my God, remind me to tell you about Voyager. Anyway,
no.
Yeah, so you were in like some sort of tournament for Team Fortress 2?
Something like that, yes.
I blogged about it, but I don't know any details. Are there any funny, awesome, super cool, rad details?
I'm so not doing that. I could recite to you the entire game. And
oh, like point by point, everything that was amazing.
I actually did blog myself on my live journal and gave a detailed description.
Oh, I linked to that. Did I link to the right thing?
I have no idea. Let's it was see. A really long post. If you have no idea what TF2
no, no, there
is,
it is,
it's the most boring.
Yeah, that does look
ever.
Boring. That looks stupid and boring.
I did use bold and italics in there, though.
But I didn't read it.
Trying to spice it up.
Anyway, so okay. Valve made Team Fortress 2, and Josh's team beat them.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Update on the undefeatable VHS challenge. After all this time, only the first person has seen it.
Oh, how did it go? Did we?
He couldn't get. This was Aaron, and he couldn't get his friends to agree to come be a part of it. So he said he watched it like four times by himself, and he might actually be in a coma or dead now.
It's like, have we heard back from him? Did he?
No one's heard from him in weeks.
Was he able to ship off the copy?
Yes,
okay.
It made it to the second person. This was to Dish Liquid. Now get this. This is what's fucked up. I found out today that the guy that just got the video shares an office with the creator of one of the webcomics I read.
Oh, cool.
That's random.
The comic's called Octopus Pie at octopuspie.com. And, yeah, just really, really strange how that worked out. Let me see if I can... She told me on Twitter that, like, hey, I just got a...
God, Twitter is for fags. Why do you do that?
It's actually
wait,
pretty,
you can...
pretty un-for-fags.
I can say whatever the fuck
me.
I want.
I guess you can.
Yeah, anyway, this was pretty fucking cool. But she was like, the creator of the comic was like, I just got a package in the mail from Hijinks and Sue with some tapes in it. And like, what the fuck kind of weird Twilight Zone is this? It's like the president got it somehow and was like, what's all these bitches? So after that, it goes to Bill. So we'll be up to 3 of the 10. Speaking of Bill, Bill, Reader Bill, has offered to help me set up a Hijinks and Sue forum. So we're going to look at doing that.
Fancy.
Yeah, fancy, whatever. We'll see how it goes.
Fancy.
And then new additions to the site. If you look in the right-hand sidebar, you'll see some new links. There's a Facebook group, which actually is not linked. But if you find it, I don't know, look at me on Facebook and I'm sure you'll find the group. There's a Flickr page now with reader pictures and podcast pictures. Of course, there's Twitter, twitter.com/hijinksandsue. And don't forget about the video blog. Check that out. That's all the real news. We got podcast questions from the mail sack, and we got internet shits. So, I don't know. I've been watching Voyager at like 4 in the morning.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It is kind of sad.
I may have to disown you as a friend here.
Well, get this.
Very
get,
shortly.
Get this. So I can't sleep. because I don't have a schedule anymore. So I end up doing the comic from like midnight to 5 or like 11 to 5.
Dumbass.
It sucks. I hate
that's
life.
That's entirely your own fault.
No, it's fucking me up really hard. And then I sleep till like noon. It's bad. I got to fix it. But so anyway, I'm up there and I end up watching like 4 hours of Voyager a night because it's been recording on the TiVo. And they finished out the final season. So I watched the whole final season. And then they started the beginning of it or whatever. Okay, every episode of Voyager, on I think it's on Spike, has dick pill commercials in it.
Perfect.
Like, look, we understand our demographic with this Star Trek. It's people that need dick pills.
Most of those people need a reason to use their dick first.
Well, no. Because
besides themselves.
No, they don't understand cause and effect. They think that it's actually going to lead to a reason.
Oh.
Once their dick is gigantic... Like, the box says, take 3 dick pills and you might gain a half an inch. They're like, if I take 100, it'll be 40 inches long.
And my liver will be swollen and...
I can't rollerblade.
Right.
No. So, the new dick pill commercial from Insight, where it's like, this is Bob and he's got a giant cock.
Didn't they get sued?
Yeah.
I thought they were gone.
I don't know. They're still commercialing through Voyager. Maybe the stipulation was they can only air commercials during Voyager because it doesn't matter. So, their new thing is they send you dick energy drinks.
What?
They're
what?
Like, free with your free sample of Insight is 2 cans of Insight soda.
It's in liquid form now?
Dick soda? Is it made of dicks or is it dick growing formula soda?
With guarana.
Or both.
Yeah.
Why can't it be both?
Or is it just carbonated semen? I have no idea.
That's nasty.
But it comes in a Red Bull looking can.
Of course.
It looks like Red Bull and you're like, oh.
Because that's a...
Here's
dick
to my dick.
Gulp,
gulp, gulp, gulp,
right.
Gulp. Dude, if your dick's like a Red Bull can, then you're lucky. That's girthish. Those are like that, aren't they? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of anyway. Mine's like one of those old Pepsi bottles from the 80s, the glass ones that taper off at the end.
Right. That,
and then they have a spout and a cap on them.
No visuals.
Like there's a cap that you screw on.
Is it threaded?
No, mine's actually just a thumb with a nail in
it.
Mine's just a normal-sized man thumb. Whatever. Why? What the fuck, Skilo? Why are you the only song that played? Here, just play whatever. That was the same. Oh, my God. It's like a hit parade. Here's Warm It Up from Crisscross.
Oh, God. I thought that was...
Fuck yeah.
The opening from... What was that Showtime thing with the girl that was a Reaper?
Oh.
Not 6 Feet Under.
No.
The other one.
The best
death.
Show ever. Dead Like Me.
Thank you.
God damn, that show was good.
That was a really good show.
You know, okay, you know something sad? I'm going to admit to something terrible.
Oh.
Just absolutely terrible.
There we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so Ellen Muth is a star of that show, and I think she's fantastic. I am sad that she'll probably never be on TV again because she's just too good. That show was too great. So she comes on a, it's again, 4 a.m. when my TV options are limited. And I want to make bad decisions. She comes on a Lifetime movie. And I'm like, all Lifetime movies are about like getting raped, dealing with rape, raping somebody, leaving your husband because he raped you.
And crying lesbians.
Leaving your husband because he beat you, leaving your husband because he has another family in Florida. And the titles are always like, you know, If Only She Had Known with Meredith Baxter Burney. Not Without My Daughter with Meredith Baxter-Burney. One Daughter Too Many, Meredith Baxter-Burney.
You're a real hooker.
You're a real hooker with Meredith Baxter-Burney. There's one starring DJ Tanner called 15 and Pregnant or something like that.
Oh, of course.
Too Young to Be a Mom or something.
Yeah.
Too Young to Be a Mom starring DJ Tanner from Full House. So this one was called The Truth About Jane.
Uh-huh.
With Ellen Muth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to see... If Ellen Muth is like, is it like right before? I didn't even look it up. I don't know if it's right before they did Dead Like Me. Right off the bat, she's narrating, and it's like the same character. I'm like, this girl reaps souls for a living. I'm going to be confused. If the truth about Jane is that she's a soul reaper, so,
then it's going to be awesome.
Well, I got the feeling that that's why they hired her for Dead Like Me, because she narrated that show. It was just like Dead Like Me. Anyway, so it's about Jane. Jane realizes Jane's a lesbian. And then her mom freaks out and, like, ruins her life. Okay, here's the bad part. I watched the whole thing, and it was a good movie. I felt... You just turned your mic off.
damn it, I'm retarded.
I felt really bad afterwards.
At least I did not watch a fucking Lifetime movie.
I know, right?
Oh.
I deserve to have my thumb dick cut off.
Get your balls checked.
That thumb dick doesn't have balls. It's just a thumb.
Oh,
maybe two knuckles.
Maybe it's like two knuckles hanging down.
No. Anyway, it was a good movie. Like, in a way that, like a mom would appreciate it. Like, you know, that's a good story. It's heartwarming. It was.
Oh, please tell me you cried.
I might have. look, man. God. Not that you would understand, but she doesn't want to do anything wrong. She's just gay. You're gay and you want to hurt everybody.
That's not true.
No, it is. You want to bring everyone down with your decadent lifestyle and you want to overthrow our morals and values.
Fuck
she didn't. She didn't. She just wanted to be in love, and her mom couldn't handle it, and she, like, tried to ship her off to boarding school.
So, did she kill herself?
It wasn't fair. She tried to, and then the lesbian teacher talked her out of it. Thank God.
Are we really still talking about the Lifetime movie?
Did she scissor the lesbian teacher?
No. And it was very unsexual.
Oh.
It was about...
There were no, like, licked palms or anything?
It was very unsexual. It was very wholesome.
What?
For a lesbian story.
You don't... Never mind.
I don't know.
I'm not going to break that seal for you.
Anyway, afterwards I was like, why can't she just be accepted? What the fuck am I saying? Oh, God. There has to be there's got to be some porn on the internet or something. I've got to somehow fix
this.
So
you instantly go looking for, like, rape porn.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, please fix the opposite of a Lifetime movie.
You go watch Monster to watch Charlize Theron get raped with a fucking
pipe. True. Ow.
That movie was brutal.
The
opposite
of watching a Lifetime movie is encouraging rape, because that's, like, the main thing they're against.
Right.
One Rape Too Many, starring Meredith Baxter Burney. The only other Lifetime movie I've ever seen was called Child of Rage, and it was about a little girl that was raped as, like, a baby or something, but it fucked her up, and so she stabbed her dog and burned down a house, and...
Speaking of rape...
let's keep this one going.
Yeah, I actually just bought a new movie off Amazon. I read about it at about 4 a.m. a couple of nights ago and was like...
Bad decisions are made at 4
a.m. I know. So obviously. At 4 a.m., I read about this online and I was like, clearly I should own this. So I hopped over to Amazon and they totally had it. It's a movie made in the 70s, made in Sweden for like $4.
They're raping flagging?
You're close. It's a revenge flick called... They Call Her One Eye, which is apparently the direct inspiration for about half of Kill Bill and parts of Trinity's character in The Matrix.
What?
I haven't watched it yet, but it came in. I got it in yesterday, and we need to watch it.
What the fuck?
They pioneered some, like, crazy slow motion filming
shit
in 1974.
What are you talking about?
I know. But... The basic premise is like, hey, I'm a teenage girl, and I got horribly raped.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm a mute. Oh, and while I was raped, some dude stabbed my eyeball out with a scalpel.
At least it wasn't his thumb dick.
Right. Oh, God.
Because that would hurt. I'm telling you, that kind of stuff's going to happen when you've got a thumb dick.
Does that count as a gouging or a skull fucking?
All eyeballs will be lost. Yeah, it's like when Xander lost his eye.
I need a fucking ruling from the judges.
Spoiler.
I bet there. Spoiler.
She's in season three.
There is no excuse for you not knowing.
Hey. Be nice.
Look,
be nice.
I'm being nice, but I don't have to withhold the fact that this
Buffy
happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's talk about that. How's
Buffy
it going?
Yeah. No, it's great.
Where are you?
I'm totally converted. No, I'm in season three, like the second disc.
Season three.
Yeah.
So
last year of high school, Faith.
Angel's
right,
already
just showed up.
Oh, Angel's good again.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
he
still
just
there.
Turned good. No, actually, he just, like, popped back out of hell, and now he's, like,
yeah, guess
feral
what?
Or
guess
something.
What?
I don't know.
They never explained that.
Oh,
look it up on Wikipedia. They just didn't have a reason. Angel comes back from hell for no reason.
Oh.
And then they try to retcon it at the end, but it doesn't work. They really just
didn't
have a plan.
He's back, so... It's great. It's,
yeah, three is good. Faith is a good season. Is everyone still friends with Faith at the point that you're watching?
Hey, why don't you just drop any kind of hint about shut the fuck up. Faith is awesome.
Does Faith still have all of her stomach organs? Like,
thanks.
I'm sorry, was that a spoiler?
Please, let her enjoy the show. Okay, you know, Mikey had the heart to not spoil it for me whenever he was...
Is the mare a snake yet? Like, I don't know. I'll tell you what.
Okay, now you're just being a prick.
That was the silliest fucking thing they ever did.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
the
that's
last thing
far from the silliest thing they ever did. There was a puppet episode of Angel.
That wasn't
there
Buffy.
Was a,
oh, there was a puppet episode
of
Buffy.
Too,
that was a
yeah.
stupid fucking episode.
Was
that first
that
season
bad.
Where the marionette had to solve a crime?
Oh, what about whenever they all
the
turn into werewolves or aardvarks?
Was,
or
no, they were hyenas.
Hyenas.
Hyenas. That was the first season.
Yeah. Xander ate a guy.
No, yeah. It's pretty good. No, they ate
oh,
the
and
pig.
The swim team.
Is what it is.
Wait, was the swim
the
team?
Pig. Yeah,
that
the swim team. They turned into
shark
like
people.
Yeah.
Shark people.
Swimming
shark
lizard thing.
Shark people. What the fuck, man? That
no,
was
the
a...
worst one was the internet demon thing.
Yes,
from
because
the
internet had come out the day before.
That was so bad.
And there was a Cylon living in the internet.
It's so good.
Do you remember that?
So
he
bad.
Looked like a Cylon.
I think I've actually managed to block that entire
That was so bad.
I,
you have to watch
I
it again.
I don't remember that.
I liked when Willow was the hacker. When they had, when they had like Performa Mac power PCs, you know,
right?
Like, I've got a hack. Clickety clackety clackety clack. Anyway,
no, so but it's a good show. I'm totally converted.
Look, you don't have to tell me. Season three was good. Faith is a good character, and speaking of Faith, I saw the trailer for Dollhouse.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, there's a trailer out?
There's a trailer out.
Is it like a leak?
No, it's real. They did.
You don't sound enthusiastic.
You know what?
Oh no.
I'm enthusiastic because I know Josh wouldn't make bad TV. But there was nothing visual in that trailer that made me interested at all.
13
and
episodes
saying, I'm just
canceled.
Saying
I'm calling it now.
Oh, it's canceled. No, there's no.
It's
chance.
Already canceled.
No, there's no chance. Get your Save Dollhouse shirt while you can. There's no chance.
I want my Save Dollhouse dual tie.
What is it about? More vampires?
No, Dollhouse is it's a really good premise. The premise is there's these agents that their memories are wiped. And regardless of who you are, legal or illegal, if you pay for them, they'll program them to be whatever you want and send them on your mission. Mercenaries, dates, sex slaves, whatever. They're like escorts. They do this for 5 years, and at the end of 5 years, they have no memory of it, and they get a bunch of money. It's like a reality show on Fox or something.
Oh.
So, but not really. But they all live in a house, the Dollhouse. So Faith is one of these people. Her name's Echo.
Oh, right.
And anyway, I love the premise. I loved everyone attached to it. I saw the trailer, and I didn't geek out in the slightest. It was very slow. There wasn't really any action, and I'm thinking maybe it was just a bad trailer. Like, it was just cut from not great footage, or maybe it's like what they've done so far. Maybe there's not a lot to look at yet. I don't know. Regardless, I'll watch it and evangelize it till the end of time, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I trust Joss will do the right thing. I'm just confused and kind of
scared.
Sad. Yeah, I'm scared.
A little scared.
I'm scared that it's definitely not going to hit viewers, and it's definitely going to get canceled. And that's just like Josh is going to go into hiding in a cave somewhere. Like, TV doesn't love me. I have to hide. So, whatever. They're giving it a good time slot, though. I think it's going to come on like after 24, before 24, or they're doing something.
Oh,
like
is that,
that
show still on even?
I don't know, ask Josh.
Oh, whatever. 24 is the dumbest piece of shit ever.
Like, flashback to Josh like 3 years ago. Why aren't you watching 24?
Okay, no. 3 years ago would have been season 4, where the show
fucking technical.
Fell off a cliff.
Okay, so 4 years ago.
Right. 4 years ago was season 3, where the show was still okay.
Why aren't you watching 24?
5 years ago was season 2. When the show was the most amazing thing to ever, like,
look,
rape my face.
While you're getting raped by 24, I'm going to be standing in line for Starship Troopers 3.
Oh, God, why?
Because
Casper Van Dien's back.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweet. Wait, what was his name? Like,
Johnny Rico.
Rico, thank you. I was like, Cisco.
Roughnecks!
So I can do a fucking...
third movie. What?
Did you not see the second one?
I didn't see
you
the
know,
second
I
one.
You know, I don't think
I saw
did,
the
actually.
Second one.
Nice. Well, I twisting your mustache. Well, I saw the second one. Yes.
Was it the same
I
people?
Actually can twist my mustache right now.
That's
I look like a fucking walrus.
You look like Zangief. You absolutely look like Zangief.
It's true. We'll post a photo on the website.
Josh, yeah. If you can find Josh's Flickr, you'll see that he looks like Zangief. But he has a forked beard and a mohawk.
It's pretty sweet.
And all the other qualities of Zangief.
None of the other qualities. I'm the fucking...
He is wearing a red Speedo and nothing else.
Boots.
And he has... What was up with Zangief? Didn't he have weird chest hair? He had like a lightning hair
bolt. Well, he had that little patch right in the center, but he had all these like scars on his arms that made those crosses everywhere.
Okay.
I have
You have
of
all
that.
Of that too as
I have,
well.
I have none of that.
And a thumb penis shaped like a Red
I
Bull can.
Do not have a It is shaped like a Red Bull can.
In that it's completely a cylinder that's cut off at the end. Like it's a perfect cylinder.
But it is not a thumb.
I see.
There is no knuckle.
It's not prehensile. It's not articulated.
Seriously, that would be fucking awesome. Just think about it.
Hanging from a tree by your thumb dick. That is why man inherited the earth from the dinosaurs. Prehensile thumb dicks. Yeah, Starship Troopers 3, Johnny Rico's back. That's all there is to say about that. I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's straight. It's got to be straight to video.
Two was terrible. Mikey
well,
and
none
I...
of them were in it, right?
Well, no.
Everyone's
no.
back. It's,
Wow.
It's, let's see. They
the guy from Sequest in there?
Who was in Sequest? Jonathan Brandt is dead.
No.
What?
I don't know. He was in Sequest.
I'm pretty sure that's
no,
not didn't
guy,
happen.
The captain guy.
Jonathan Brandt has killed himself.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He totally did.
He committed suicide.
When did that happen?
That like
not
eight
too
years
long
ago
after
or something.
Sequest.
Okay. Whatever.
Ages ago.
Whatever. Don't care.
Yeah, he's like in the hotel room with his fucking dolphin.
Next.
And he's like, convince me not to kill myself, Darwin.
Go ahead and do it. You kind of suck. Jonathan Brandis.
I was the best part of this show.
He really was.
Darwin's an asshole.
Okay, so one of the characters in this sequel, there's Rico, there's Lola, and there's a new character named Dix Houser.
Of course, why not?
And he's the black guy.
Clearly.
Dix. But he spells his name wrong. It's D-I-X. If my name was Dix, it would be D-I-C-K-S. Dix, as in multiple Dix. I'd be like,
yeah,
what's your name?
Know.
Dix, as Dix. In several dicks.
As in floppy donkey.
Yes, as in something.
It's from South Park. Shut up.
Red Bull can dicks. You know, I've got all these stories saved up from like 3 weeks of us not doing this. I'm going to run through some of them. Best Buy will charge you to professionally install your Xbox games if you bring your Xbox down there.
What?
I'm not kidding.
I don't understand that. What does that mean?
Let's see.
What is that? What do they? What do they
just
do?
Just what it means. You buy a game and you bring them your Xbox and they'll professionally install it. It's a service they offer.
That
what
I don't
does
understand that.
Mean?
Nothing to
Xbox
understand.
Xbox One?
No.
Xbox 360.
Yeah.
They will ins. What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm install still confused here.
What?
There's nothing to understand.
No,
you
send me the link. I have to read it, but that doesn't make any sense.
No, because if I send this to you, you'll read it while we do the rest of the show.
You're right, I will.
So it'll be posted with the link.
It'll be more entertaining than the rest of the show.
Let's see. Speaking of third quills, they're making Universal Soldier 3, and Jean-Claude's coming back. What's he, like 60?
Oh, what? Jean-Claude, yay!
I'm just giving
I'm
you
so
the,
excited.
Oh, that's good news. I'm sorry. I thought I was bringing you down again.
No, that's great news.
I wonder if Dolph's going to be
I
in
thought
it.
He was dead.
The last thing he did of any importance was get a boner on a German dance show. Did you ever see that?
No.
You've seen that. YouTube Jean-Claude Van Damme boner or something.
Oh, God.
He's on a dance show. Like a, he's on
right
like
now.
A European dance contest show, and he's wearing like dance pants. He just pops a giant dong and like... keeps dancing.
He was in Germany, though, right?
Which it's accepted. It's expected.
Yeah,
no, it might have been France. I don't
Van
know.
What
Damme
is he, like Austrian or something?
Boner.
Van Damme boner. They probably
Van Damme
allow
dancing. Hey. Okay. Wait.
Van Damme boner dance.
Where I am now going. Okay,
oh, that's like
so
Japanese.
Here's...
Here comes the Red Bull can.
Wait, I'm waiting.
That's Wait. Why they're screaming.
No, this is a Jean-Claude Van Damme double.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. You put the word boner in there.
I did. Wait.
Oh, it's Lundgren and Van Damme are coming back to Universal Soldier 3.
No.
Why?
You remember that scene in Universal Soldier 1 where he has to stab the transmitter out of his own ass?
I never saw that.
That
so
messed me
no.
up as a kid. Oh, okay.
He's so gross.
So,
I don't
want to
watch that anymore.
Let's see. I can't do that.
Ew.
Can't do that. Is that the dick?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is the video.
There was a Van Damme impersonator, I think, making fun of him.
Oh, with then, like a giant.
Oh my god.
There it is.
Oh, he's. It's up and to the left.
Yeah, no, it goes
and
up
now
his pants.
He's
oh my
come,
god.
He's aware of it.
Yeah.
And the oh host,
my god.
The host
he's
of the
pointing
show is
it
pointing
out.
It out.
Oh,
and
no.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was impressive. Wow. All right. Let's Jesus Christ.
What do you expect to happen when you grind somebody's dong during a dance show?
And I love how he turns from like, I'm fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme and I'm fucking grinding on this chick, yeah, I'm badass, into instantly I'm scared and oh god,
like
what's
he's
happening?
Looking for his math book to put over his dick. Yeah.
It's like looking for his mom. What's happening to me?
Don't touch it, Jean-Claude! That's your naughty stick.
You'll put your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out would have been better.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Did you see the ejaculate lasso?
What?
You didn't.
The ejaculate lasso?
Oh my
god. Is this one of Wonder Woman's new powers?
Listen, I was trying to confirm that this was a fraud.
The ejaculate lasso of truth?
No.
I was trying to confirm that this was fraud, okay? An artist sold a statue at Sotheby's or some shit for $15 million.
Okay.
And it's an anime guy shooting an ejaculate lasso out of his dick and swinging it over his head. I can't find it. Google ejaculate lasso.
Why?
I'm just encouraging your search history.
Ejaculate lasso.
Statue.
It's already in my search
history. It is.
Oh my god.
Did you find it?
It's loading.
Ejaculate lasso auction, maybe? It's the most fucked up thing. $15 million only because the artist is like well known.
What the?
Oh no! What?
And the guy,
wow.
It's like Goku.
It's like a, and it's more like an ejaculate tornado.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
$15 million.
Anything you could have bought $15 million worth of pancake batter and thrown it to the ocean.
I think it would have been my better own ejaculate lasso for $15 million.
Anything?
What the fuck is that shit?
Anything you do with $15 million, but that is not that, is better.
What do you do with that? You put it in your living room.
Do you,
killing $15 million worth of orphans is better than buying that?
Wait, what's the exchange rate on orphans now?
I think it's like 20 grand.
20 grand per orphan.
10 or 20 grand.
Oh, that's not too bad.
If it's like a white baby, it's like 60.
Oh well, yeah. But who gives up white babies?
Once you got one, you do not let it go, my friend.
You hold on to those because they
appreciate
in
value considerably.
Yeah, the other ones, because
later they can take care of you, and other ones can't.
Oh, I have to shut up now. Seriously, vote Obama.
There was this thing.
Nice.
I saw a picture today that said Neapolitan, and it was a picture of Bush, Obama, and McCain standing.
Oh no.
That's funny. The center tastes like change.
Like hope.
Yeah. Hopey. It's a little nutty, a little hopey. Tastes like change.
God, that's really good hope.
There's an aroma of... Is that hope? Yeah, that's... No, that's change.
Wonderment, maybe? No, that's hope.
And then someone's in the back going, it's fucking nougat. Okay? It's just nougat. It's like a Three Musketeers.
It's caramel.
Yeah,
okay.
It tastes like it's caramello. So there was this Q&A with the producers of Lost, where people got to present them their theories, and they graded it A to F.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is going to spoil something for me, isn't it?
Did you watch last night?
Yes, I did watch last night.
Okay, so you've seen what we've seen.
Sun is my fucking hero for last night.
Wasn't that great? That was so badass.
I fucking cheered.
Wait,
I was
what?
So happy. Did you watch last night?
Yeah, what happened with Sun?
The little flash forward with her and her dad.
Okay.
Shut up, bitch. And she's all like,
yeah.
I'm your company, whore.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
It was exactly
you are
like
a smelly pirate hooker, is what she said to him.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Beautiful.
They basically confirmed. Remember a couple of weeks ago I said that guy has that theory about time travel and that the island's offset in time. It used to be in 108 minutes of time.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. They're basically confirming that, and they're saying, give us 3 years and we'll admit it. But people presented their theories, and all the ones they listed as like A's and B's kind of lined up with that guy, they're pretty much saying that Aaron either is Jacob or is connected to Jacob. Also, the guy that... Okay. Yeah, whatever.
The baby?
Aaron's very special to the whole thing. And the whole thing about how Aaron needs to be raised by his mom and all that. Aaron's going to be like the crux of the whole show. Because he was born... He's the only person like born on the island
and
ever.
Survived.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's magical. And he's probably going to end up trapped in time and somehow become Horus, who becomes Jacob. They confirmed on IMDb, actually, that the guy that played Horus is the same guy that is sitting in the chair when it's Jacob.
Huh.
Hmm.
So they're somehow the same character, or not.
That was creepy guy from X-Files.
Horus. I didn't watch enough X-Files to remember that.
Yes, you did. You watched just enough of X-Files.
The four episodes I watched were
That was... Okay. God damn it, this fucking ejaculate lasso is still on my screen.
Why is it?
I don't,
it's your
now.
Desktop now.
No.
Also, they're pretty much going ahead with saying that there's like three contingents that are vying for control of the island. There's Dharma and what's left of it, which includes Mr. Pike, Sun's father.
Okay.
There's Charles Widmore's group. Right. And I may be wrong. Pike might be with Widmore. I think Pike's with Widmore.
That would not surprise me.
And then there's Dharma and like Hanzo and someone's related to him. And then there's the Ben group. And the Ben group is like Ben, Richard, Alpert, Jacob. And they just want to get everyone the fuck off the island so they can control it and live there in happiness forever. Right.
I will always refer to Richard or whatever his name, Alpert, as Batman Mull.
Yes.
That's it.
Money
Mull. I seriously, I had no idea what his name was until last night when I was talking with Mikey online.
Manuel.
I was like, oh shit, Batman Mull. And he's like, who? And then he had to tell me his name, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
An American maid. That's so great. Oh, Patrick Warburton, you're so talented. Yeah, they're basically saying that those people are going to fight for control of the island, and that, they pretty much gave A's to everyone that said anything along the lines of, there are no coincidences, people are constantly manipulating the timeline to make sure that those people are on the island. The reason it seems like coincidence is because it's very well planned, and there's still a group trying to... Remember the whole viral thing with the Valenzetti equation? It's going to end the world if they don't change one of the numbers or some shit.
Yeah.
There's still a group trying to fix that. The leftovers of Dharma are still trying to save the world with the island.
Okay.
So they keep manipulating the timeline to get people on the island thinking that it's going to make events happen the way they want to. Whatever. But now they've introduced this whole thing about how there's like an afterlife mid-death contingent of people that are dead but not dead on the island.
Right.
So whatever. I don't know.
Claire.
They're trapped in... Yeah, Claire's a ghost baby.
Well, she's just a ghost.
I'm a ghost baby.
That's not
from
funny.
From Australia.
That's not funny? Is it ghost baby?
I don't know.
My sister was a ghost baby.
Actually,
I'm sorry. Oh,
I'll tell you that story off the air.
Oh, okay. All right, so there's that. Lost does not come back next week. It's 2 weeks,
two weeks.
Then they finish it off with 2 hours. A teen plotted to kill Jesus and didn't succeed.
Why wouldn't you want the teen to win so we can go to heaven? Jesus has to die, or we are all fucked.
Oh,
kind of dead already. No,
federal
wait,
authorities
dude,
say a South Carolina teen accused of plotting to blow up his high school told police that he wanted to die so he could go to heaven and kill Jesus.
Somebody give this kid a medal.
Yeah, that's either the best excuse or like the best insanity plea or something. I mean, that's just great.
What?
At least he didn't blame video games.
Oh, they're trying to, I think. But at least he
very clearly said religion.
At least he has aspirations. At least he's trying to make a name for himself.
That is true.
He's getting off his ass and he's trying to do something about it.
You know, if I could go down in history as that dude,
the guy that shot Jesus,
killed the Son of God, like Jesus was watching a play and I came up behind him and shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Jesus shot first. That's it. Jesus crucified first.
Like he got the nail in first?
Yes. I don't know. I don't even know how you would illustrate that graphically. Like,
oh, no, it was nail guns.
Simultaneous crucifixions.
Jesus fired his nail gun first.
Wow.
I fired my nail gun better. It was a big nail gun.
Oh, my God. Speaking of fired first, so Spike was showing Star Wars for like the last month, all right. of them. Dude, Lucas, that may never come out on high def because it looks so bad. Not the first ones. The first ones look great. The prequels look bad in high def.
Oh, really?
Jar Jar sticks out like a fucking thumb dick.
That's like, what he looked like in the theater.
No, dude. Yes. He looks cut out with a Sharpie drawn around him and pasted onto the screen.
Right.
And all Again, of the seat. No, it's worse.
I don't remember it being that bad. I watched it in DLP.
I remember being quite satisfied with the incorporation of digital peoples into that movie. It looks terrible in high def. Huh. It's, oh God. And then they did the, you know, the super special edition with the second fake Jabba.
Oh, God.
Looks so bad in high def.
He always
oh
looked
my
terrible.
God.
Yeah.
And that, he does he still do the eye bulging thing when Han steps on his tail?
Oh, comedy relief. Yes.
Oh, that thing, right.
Oh, Chuda.
Also, too scrony, dopot, slamo. Also, I watched that. I think I've watched maybe the whole Sextology now in high def, just because it's on at 4 in the morning and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the prequels are so bad. I mean...
Why are we even having this conversation?
We're not. I'm sorry. I was getting off track.
This
anyway,
is depressing. Next.
Anyway, no, I was next. Getting off track. But next song. The I was like, wait, I don't remember that being changed. And so I looked up a full list of changes. Okay, that motherfucker made changes from the Super Special Edition to the DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know that?
And the changes are not...
What?
They're imperceptible. Read the list. It's like... He changed it to where Han said, hey, Chewie, instead of yo, Chewie. Like, it's literally single word changes, alternate dialogue takes.
Wow.
Yeah, there's lots of that. There's, like, an insert shot in Empire of Vader, like, walking back to the shuttle that's, like, half a second. And
there's they added a scene where Luke talks about how his land speeders depreciated in value. They added that back in. And he's like, yeah, you know, since the X-819 came out, my land speeder is just not in high demand. What the fuck?
Sad.
Lucas looks for any opportunity to interject something that, like, belongs in Microsoft Money or on CNN. Like, the most like, boring.
Clearly, this belongs in a movie.
Yeah. He's fucking terrible. So, anyway. Yeah, guy kills Jesus. Star Wars sucks. What's next?
Eli just messaged me.
Yeah?
We did have a... somewhat humorous conversation during lunch, which I've already forgotten most of.
Are you going to recount it for me?
No. I'm just going to mention the one-line spiel, which was, we had a really long discussion about what if Jurassic Park was crossed with Apocalypto. That's it.
That's not funny. I would have had to be there.
Yeah, you would have.
All right.
Well, Denise was there.
It was good. It was funny.
So thank you.
Can
thank you for vouching.
She's going to vouch for the humor. Good.
Despite the fact that no one
but
will find it funny.
But we are not going to deliver any
excellent
humor.
Right. There was a list... of YouTube videos online of really awkward PSAs from 80s and 90s cartoons.
Okay.
And let's see. We got Power Rangers doing Don't Be a Jerk. Hang on. We've got She-Ra with
She-Ra.
Don't Get Sexually Assaulted. Let's listen to
what?
That one.
Oh, what?
Let's listen to this. Oh, my God. Man. It's gone. Please tell me they're not all gone.
They have to be.
Star Wars Don't Drink and Drive. Let's try that one. Gone. Fuck.
Owned.
Thundercats.
Hey. Why don't you tell somebody about something funny?
Neuter your cat.
Yeah, suck. Fucking douche nozzle.
They're all gone. I watched the Thundercats one, and it was about, I'm Lion-O, leader of the Thundercats. Do not drink alcohol. And he kept saying it like that. Kids are not old enough to drink alcohol. And then Snarf like, Snarf, Snarf, don't drink alcohol, Snarf.
Snarf, Snarf, Snarf.
Snarf. Smurf. I mean, Snarf. Okay, Smurf me in the ass.
I need a Kleenex now.
Snarf me in the snarf hole. Snarfing on my snarf cock. Every one of these is gone. This getting linked by like major blogs like guaranteed that it would be removed. God damn it, they're all gone. Fucking shit. Oh well. Yeah, but Lion-O speaking to Earth children, and he's like, I'm an anthropomorphic lion baby with a sword. Don't drink human alcohol and drive, children. Nerf.
Only your dad can drink it.
Right.
When he's beating your mom.
And if he gets angry, leave him alone.
Because he will kill you.
He's dangerous and he deserves his time off. He works really hard. And you're bothering him. You ask too many questions. So saith Lion-O, Lord of the Thundercats. Hey, something weird happened. This guy emailed me and asked me.
That is weird.
And at the end. No, this guy emailed me and asked me if I wanted to review. He said he liked the site and asked me if I wanted to review a new Speed Racer cartoon. And so he sent me the DVD and I haven't watched it yet. That's bizarre.
How long have you had it?
A week. Well, I got it when I was away for the funeral.
Okay. But seriously, you're up at like 6 a.m.
Drawing.
That's the best time to be watching Speed Racer.
I guess.
I mean, you don't drink. That's
because Lion-O said not to.
Right. Fuck Lion-O. Whatever.
I was a lush until Snarf told me it was a bad idea. I was like, Snarf, I've got this needle full of cocaine and heroin mixed.
Nice.
Can I inject it in my eye? No, Snarf. Bad idea.
Use the webbing between your feet.
Yeah, stick it in the rain between your elbow and your taint. I don't know.
Wait.
Wow.
That covers a lot of ground.
Lining, taint lining? Is that a thing that people do?
Taint lining?
Do they taint line? They're making a MacGyver movie.
Can you freebase in your taint?
That's all I'm saying about that.
I don't care.
I snort.
Unless it's a MacGruber movie.
MacGruber? Okay.
That
SNL episode was terrible, but that one skit was so good. Wait, who's that? This is Scott. MacGruber!
Just a friend.
His son is working with him, and he's totally not gay, MacGruber! That was pretty good. I'm really sad Eli's not here, because I found this link to a thing you buy for your cat called the Pet's Eye View Camera. And you put a webcam on their collar, and it records to an SD card. And, like, you watch it
the
day.
Oh, yeah, that's from, like, a website. That one guy actually made, like,
a
camera.
Well, the guy built one, but they made a commercial one.
Oh, really?
Okay, so it's SD card? Can you use one of the Wi-Fi SD cards and stream live? Like, I want a live feed from Eli's cats.
Now, Eli's cats wouldn't be that interesting, because it would just be, like...
They're inside cats.
If you put it on Fatty, it'd just be, like, the floor. It'd be, like, a view of the floor forever.
Right.
If you put it on my cat, it'd be a view of one of the other one's assholes at all times.
Wow!
One of my cats follows the other one like a, hey, could you slow down. I just want to lick your ass. Hey, slow down.
Yeah, such a provocative imagery.
You nip
there.
At your balls. They do that a lot.
Balls.
And then there would be footage of food being thrown up in front of the camera and then re-eaten.
That's cool. You usually have to pay a lot for those videos.
That's true.
That's disgusting.
No, that's good news.
Like, you have to go to fucking Brazil to get that shit.
That's not caviar.
No, that's scat porn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the word.
I don't really want to go. There was a teacher fired for wizardry because he did a magic trick.
That's awesome. Really? Oh, the whole, like, hide the toothpick.
Yeah, he did a hide the toothpick trick, and he got fired for being a wizard.
What? Fucking backwater state did that happen in?
Let's see.
Please tell me it was Alabama.
Oh, it was probably down the street.
Actually, yeah, you're probably right.
Florida. Land O'Lakes, Florida.
Well, okay, that's right. There's fucking... Wait, what?
Florida.
Wizardry.
So, did you say Land O'Lakes?
Land O'Lakes, Florida.
Spread
a real place.
With sweet cream?
Yeah, like the butter.
Land O'Lakes. Spread with sweet cream.
We
should harmonize that. I'm kidding.
Spread with sweet cream.
You're not Adam
They
Sandler.
Said, they said,
a piece of pie. With some sweet cream.
Sweet cream. That was worth at least $10 million right there. I mean, if you look at his previous performance. The charge, there's like a form somewhere in Florida that says, dismissal charge, wizardry. Wizardry, like, and witchcraft.
I would fucking frame that pink slip.
Oh, yeah. I would wear it as, like, I'd have it tattooed on my face. Like,
he's a witch.
Yeah, like, I got better.
He turned me into a newt.
Oh, no. That's so bizarre. Let's see what else we got here.
Agenda. What are we doing?
We'll probably get the mail sent.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get some...
Hey, they changed something in Iron Man. Between the the trailer, the original trailer, and the actual theatrical.
Right, that happens all the time.
Yeah. They did it for fun, though. They stuck Captain America's shield on his desk.
What?
Yeah, in his workshop.
Oh,
when Pepper walks
that
in on him.
That makes no sense.
It's just an Easter egg. I mean, there's no way it would actually be there. But
right, which is why it should never have been there.
No, that's true.
That offends my comic sensibilities.
Well, I'm glad I could ruin that for you.
Fuck, that movie is dead to me now.
That movie was perfect in every way.
That movie was pretty fucking sweet. I can't stay mad at you, Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man, you precocious scamp.
Tony Stark, you were my model.
They're making...
For living.
So you're going to be a millionaire whoremonger?
Hey, man, live the dream.
Add the millionaire part and you're done. Yeah. They're making...
Yeah, how did Eli get mono and not me? I don't get that at all.
Well, you wear face condoms.
No. Like...
You wear mouth condoms.
Is that what happens? Like, whenever you, like... They tell you to keep the plastic bags away from kids, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a dry cleaner bag with a rubber band around your neck.
Some people are into that.
There was an old 1970s SNL with Dan Aykroyd.
It's called Breath Control.
You've got words for everything.
I do.
With Dan Aykroyd was doing Consumer Reports Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it's called Johnny's Space Commander Mask. Like, it's just a plastic bag and a rubber band. It's a Space Commander Mask.
Sweet.
And he puts a dry cleaning bag on it. It says, like, dry cleaning on it. It puts a rubber band around his head. And he's like, come in, Mars. Come in, Mom, Johnny Space Commander. And he suffocates. It was pretty good. They're making a BioShock movie.
Yes, they are.
I heard about that.
Do you know anything about it?
I sit right next to Paul Hillquist,
Video Game Insiders,
right.
The lead designer of BioShock, who now works for us.
Is he going to be involved in the movie?
No.
No.
But he's already working to get tickets to the premiere.
Oh.
Oh, like the LA premiere?
And like red carpet.
Isn't
that
Gore Verbinski or something?
Yes.
2011.
Like, yeah, whenever.
That's awesome.
But I am doing my damnedest to get some insider details on this shit because I wanted to make love to my Xbox
BioShock.
When that game came out.
But doesn't BioShock tell a complete story? I mean, would they have to just tell an alternate
story?
It
tells the ending of a story. There's tons of shit.
Oh, so maybe it's
before.
The build up to like their dystopia or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Sure, why not? Marina Baccarin got cast in a new ABC pilot. Nathan's going to be in a new show. Hilo is in Dollhouse. All these sci-fi people are getting jobs.
Oh, cool.
SAG is going to strike and fuck us all in the ass all over again.
Why? Like, the fucking... God damn it, I can't... I'm... God, fuck!
Fuck America.
I need my fucking TV
God
shows.
Damn,
do you
America?
Not understand this?
They don't care. They need their extra $16
Wait,
a year.
I'm one of those people that doesn't pay for anything. That's why they don't care.
Oh, that's right.
Damn it, you are robbing me of
did
three.
Did you hear about the two teens that made the... skull bong out of actual human remains.
Yes.
Okay, but they were from Houston.
Mad props. Of course.
They're from Houston.
Of course. They probably just fucking went in their backyard and dug up the corpse.
Houston invented cough syrup and Sprite as a narcotic, and now they've invented skull bongs. Oh, that deserves a slow clap. That's thank you, Houston. We you know, we had to drive through Houston to the funeral 2 weeks ago. No, it's not clapping. And there's this gigantic 100-foot-tall solid white statue of Sam Houston with a cane.
Yeah, down I-45.
Oh,
okay,
yeah. Right.
I know what you're talking about.
And he's got a beard
right
like
a
you. He's got mutton chop beards.
Dude, that's you fucking rock that shit. Wear that proudly.
Every time we pass it, I'm just waiting for it to step off of its pedestal and start like shooting laser beams and like smashing cars and like it's so terrifying, and every time we drive by, there's like a busload of kids staring up at it.
Yeah, you're just praying that he like steps on them all.
Yes, like, nah. Sam Houston's back. He's an angry,
I like that statue.
Stone president.
Isn't there like a big statue of? Have you heard about the touchdown Jesus? There's like a.
I like
big
what I'm hearing so far.
It's like a big
God in sports. How could I be more interested?
Like on the way to like there's a highway or something on your way to Ohio or something like that. There's a giant like statue of Jesus in front of like a church that's that's just from the waist up, and he's doing like I don't know like
touchdown.
The touchdown gesture.
I'm
like
gonna look it up.
Huh. It's great.
Touchdown Jesus. Let's just go ahead and do an image search for that. I like the Jesus billboard about sodomy. You have destroyed my internet.
Oh my God.
Do you realize what you have done with your torrenting?
I'm not actually running. Google
there is no torrenting happening.
Oh, then I just have shitty internet
shitty,
today.
Actually, it's fine for me. Oh my God. That statue is amazing.
Down.
Isn't that great?
How big is that?
J-E-S-H.
That is huge.
It's massive. It's the third one.
What is happening?
What?
Post that in the show notes.
Oh my God, Touchdown Jesus, what the fuck?
More people need to be brought to Touchdown
Hang
Jesus.
On. Hang on, contest. If you're listening, there is an official Hijinks Ensue Photoshop Touchdown Jesus contest.
There's also anyone nearby needs a photo of themselves wearing Hijinks Ensue merchandise in front of Touchdown Jesus.
Where is it in the country?
I don't know. It's not
Ohio,
my job to find
Monroe,
out.
Ohio. Just off of I-75.
If someone goes to that wearing one of my shirts, I will help them achieve a life goal somehow. I will pull strings with my ties to the internet and somehow give them something they need. I don't know what it is. Touchdown Jesus. Goal, Christ. What are you sending me?
Click that now.
Just shut up and click it. It's trying to save a file. I'm not going to open this.
Open it. See, it's not funny anymore. He argued too much. This is still amazing.
Isn't it
I
great?
Don't like that.
You're. Oh, no. Oh, that's just blasphemous.
What are you finding?
Oh, wait. Here we go. This one won't
Can
make
you send
download.
Me links that are not downloads?
Fuck off.
Well, I'm just
Nobody
saying.
Likes you.
Wow. They already win the contest.
Yeah. Contest is now over. Thanks
These
for
are,
playing.
Okay, so Touchdown Jesus is making a Y, basically, and then some other people are doing MCA next to him. That's
yeah,
great.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
I love Touchdown Jesus.
Damn, I do too now.
We should...
This guy, we went to Walmart today, and this guy asked me if I wanted to like buy crap for Christ. It was like he had made all these...
That's the actual name
I don't
of
know.
The...
He'd like burned scriptures onto wooden crosses, and he was selling them outside of Walmart.
Crap for Christ.
And I was like, hey, you want to buy some shit for Christ? And I'm like, it looks like crap. And they're like, yeah, no, it's for Christ.
But it's for Christ.
We
right.
send the money directly to him in a cashier's check. And I'm like, yeah, I don't...
I totally believe that.
I'll tell you what, I will just burn a dollar. And that maybe that'll go to the devil. I don't
maybe.
Know.
We should like go on a pilgrimage to visit Touchdown
to hell?
Jesus.
Oh,
oh no! I don't need the pilgrimage there. I got my fucking like ticket. First class, ticket.
First class ticket. The bullet train straight to hell.
Yeah,
they
nature trail to hell.
Hey, yeah, Speed Racer bombed. By the way, speaking
I
of
still,
that DVD, I have to
I have
review.
Not, I have not seen it yet, but I am actually trying to go this weekend.
It's not yet made anywhere near its money. It cost $160 million. It made $20 million on the opening weekend.
Oh,
yeah, it'll make all that up in DVD in about a year.
Oh, Eric Stoltz is going to be the guy that invents the Cylons on Caprica.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, the Caprica
on
TV
Caprica,
show.
Yeah.
I'm still not hearing good things.
Does your insider have information? You don't have
only,
to reveal your source.
I'm only hearing bad things.
From him?
About
I'm
what?
I'm not going
Battle
to reveal Stone? My source.
Can you shake your head yes or no?
I can shake my head yes or no.
What sort of baddish things
just,
are you hearing?
Just, I'm not going to elaborate. It's just not something I'm going to...
Story-wise? Effects-wise?
Getting to effects-wise, the...
Aww.
Like, the raw dailies and stuff are just bad.
What's that?
Battlestar has taken an odd turn for A, not being as interesting, and B, not looking nearly as good.
Oh, mm-hmm. There's actually a reason for that. Between season 3 and 4, all of the CG work was brought in-house. Like, they contracted all that shit mm-hmm. to an external company, and they brought it all in-house in effort to do it as cheaply as possible.
I'm talking in the last 5 episodes, it looks worse.
Yes, and we're talking about the exact same thing.
But I'm so you're There's saying between 3 and 4. This is we're almost done with.
I know they had the break between seasons to work on that first episode. Now that they have to crank them out much more quickly.
What episode are we on?
Like 6 or 7, maybe.
Okay,
about right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess 4 or 5 episodes is about all they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cylons look kind of. God, they used to look so impressive. I mean, you're like, God damn, they did that right, and now it's kind of like. It looks like it's coming from sci-fi, is what it looks like now.
Yeah, that's actually kind of what's
noticed.
Going on now.
It's weird.
So,
The ship still, the Galactica, still looks good. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just using flybys from old episodes.
It's possible, too. If you look, all the ships, everything that's CG is too bright.
Oh, yeah. No, by far. Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, the Galactica was noticeably light gray compared to, like, dark, almost... gunmetal color, you know, from previous seasons. But the Cylons look pretty fucking weird. The interior of the Cylon ships don't look as good. And most of the Raptor work is not nearly... Dude, I miss those really good dogfights. Like, there hasn't been one of those in a long time.
Like the Viper.
The opening season four, there was a lot going on there. The render quality was not as good as it used to be, but there was still a lot of cool shit.
Dude, those early dogfights were like, you know, it was just so, it was so,
visceral.
Yeah, and you really got the impression that you were there. I mean, the ships, you know, they moved and they reacted in a very real and a very organic way, and now they seem kind of just stale now. When the ships would change direction mid-flight and then keep going the other way, like, that all looked so crazy real, and now it's just, it's not grabbing me. Plus, the story has taken a really weird tangent that's completely unnecessary. The whole everyone's losing their mind thing, maybe it's realistic for the story. It's not doing anything for me as a fan. I don't know. I'm sure they'll come back and kick ass, but it's not doing a whole lot for me. We need to finish this up and get to a couple of readers pointed out that they're making Donnie Darko too. Fuck me, I don't know why.
Oh god, that makes me want to die.
Without Gyllenhaal and without anybody. It's about Donnie's sister.
It's about his little sister. And the actual same girl that played the little sister is playing the sister again.
Who probably hasn't acted since.
I have no idea. But she lives in LA now.
Who's playing Frank?
Fuck if I know. There's probably no bunny.
Yeah,
I should have just said no bunny.
No bunny? I mean,
that'd
be good.
If I would have thought of that seconds sooner.
The Weinsteins are bringing Fraggles to the big screen.
I thought there was a new Broadway musical for the Fraggles.
Oh, I don't know, but they are making the Fraggles
but
movie.
We're getting a movie too. Yeah. See, I'm totally cool with that as long as they don't rape my, you know, memories.
Oh, I bet it's CG. I bet it's terrible.
Oh, God. Okay, actually, you just ruined all of it for me. Like, whatever. The Broadway thing, and I'm like, dude, puppets, yes!
Singing.
Yes! No, I sound like the fucking henchman from Venture Brothers.
Fuck, what is this Metallica? I gotta change it. Lars monitors this shit. I know Lars listens to every podcast. Yeah. Just waiting for someone.
You're going to get an invoice in the mail for like $17.
It played for about a second and a half, so yeah. I can only imagine that I'm in
$17
deep trouble. Let's see. What can we listen to
just
here?
Just fucking put it on random and go.
Anyway. you're just in a great mood tonight. I'm loving this. Of course, we've already sort of talked about the Point Break sequel on the comic. Point Break Indo for Indonesia. Not for, as in Point Break Indo sipping on chip and gin juice.
I tried to play that earlier, but I had it muted. So the timing on that was wrong.
I wanted to show you this. There was an article on IO9. The title is Speed Racer Just Too Gay? And that's the whole point of the article.
What?
Number 10, most colors in Speed Racer are sparkly pastels.
Oh,
number 9, Speed Racer dresses in a shiny purple suit at one point and a scarf at another. Number 8, monkeys are gay. Number 7.
Where do you think we got AIDS from?
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
When there's a ninja fight, Racer X pulls the ninja's pants off and we see that he's wearing big white boxers with a cute pattern on them. Number 6, one of the semi-good guys dresses up like a woman. Number 5, which reminds us of Larry Wachowski. Number 4.
Is it Linda now?
Laura, I think.
Laura.
One of the bad guys wears fake snake skin and yells ooh a lot. That's just pretty funny. Number 1 was Speed Racer loves his mother and is super nice to his girlfriend. Obviously a homo.
I'm offended by that.
You should be. JJ's Fringe show and Dollhouse. Fox is going to air them with only 5 minutes of commercials per episode per hour.
Wait, what?
They're trying something new, which means like Eliza Dushku is going to be like, this Snickers is both nougaty and refreshing.
And then rub it on her breasts.
Yeah. George Lucas, original title for Indy 4. I shit you not.
No. I'm scared.
Indiana Jones and the Saucer Men from Mars. Why hasn't he been drug into the street?
Oh, God.
Fucking had his, like a statue of Saddam Hussein. I want to ride his head through the square.
Into the ground.
I swear to God. I want to decapitate him and have people tie cables to his head and drag me through the streets riding it like a fucking cowboy.
Yeah, that's,
I hate that motherfucker.
But he has an epic beard, so there's enough there to hold on to.
That's not a beard. That is a hairy neck. There's no,
oh God.
There's no beard about that. That's ungroomed neck. That motherfucker. I hate him so bad. Saucer men from... I had an idea for Indiana Jones.
Just, you know,
Saucer
what?
Man
I made
from
you
Mars?
Stop talking about Star Wars because it was depressing. That title is Saucer. As depressing as the Phantom Menace.
I was thinking maybe we'd call it the.
How much you want to bet?
The bad guys with the laser beams.
Right. When the fucking lights go down, it's gonna start and it's gonna say Episode 4, and
right.
I'm gonna walk out of the theater.
Right. You know that he eventually, like, he at some point he goes crazy and he's like, I want to call it, like, Buttfuckers from Outer Space or Saucermen from Mars.
You know, they're God, I can't say that.
You were going to say, I've got that DVD. It came in the mail from Amazon yesterday.
No, no. There actually is a movie that is called something.
Oh,
like
I know
that.
Exactly what you're talking about.
But it's far more offensive.
African Americans from Outer Space. No, homosexual.
Homosexual
African
Americans
from Outer Space.
From, yeah.
Think of what that should be called and look it up on IMDb. It's there.
Yeah, I've actually watched it.
All right, so we're an hour and 10 in. We're going to go to the mail sack.
Mail sack.
And then out. Mail and Eli's not here to do the theme song. Mail sack. Eli, I got to give him props for that, man.
Home. You know, we should do a dial tone. Oh, that was added.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Wow.
My microphones are fun.
I really wish I were high right now, because that's the only excuse for having done that.
we're going to do a dial tone, man. Like, my kid's never going to hear a dial tone. You're not going to have any idea what it is. Payphone what? Questions. Do you have your sound effects ready?
Oh, shit. I'm slacking on my Eli duties. What is the,
It's the pew. There you go. Question one is from Michael. What are your thoughts on paganism and the occult? I looked at Michael's MySpace, and Michael is into paganism and the occult.
So we like it?
Oh,
yes.
So it's very good.
We are complete whores.
I have no opinions.
To Joel's readers.
I don't know.
My opinions are only those of the readers.
I only think what the consensus of the general population thinks. I have no experience with paganism or the occult.
I personally don't believe in
or
any of it.
Sacrifice. Well, that would imply... I mean, okay, Michael, maybe you can clear this up for us. Does paganism or the occult in any way imply there is a god? Does it imply that...
You're just, like, fighting for the other team?
There is a religion? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought... My mom used to tell me that everyone that wasn't a Christian was a pagan. That was the definition. Pagan meant not a Christian. And she told... God.
What is this music?
Oh, this is a...
pagan music.
This is occult music.
Yeah.
She told me that, like, even non-Baptists were pagans. Like, Methodist and Christian, Catholics.
Definitely Catholics.
Catholics are papists, not pagans.
No.
Oh, that's where I got it wrong.
No, they're Satanists. There's a difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Satan.
He also asks, what are your thoughts on World of Warcraft and MMOs?
Can I answer that one?
Can you answer rudely? Yes.
I fucking hate everything about MMOs.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Not specifically Warcraft. I don't hold anything against
World of Warcraft.
I do respect what it has managed to do. I just fucking
From a
hate
dollar
it.
Standpoint?
Well, sure.
From a money
From a complete money-grabbing horror right. standpoint. I hate everything about MMOs. They're
Denise has counterpoint. Denise.
Well,
go.
I played it for like a few months. Actually, like, pretty fun. If
wow,
you
played it for a few months and you're not still playing it?
Yes.
That's
a
triumph.
I had to peel myself away from that.
Right.
Did
you actually have difficulty stopping?
No, not really.
Okay.
I have
good
self-control. That way.
Because
twitching.
You're a human being and you have a social life. Yeah.
She's twitching horribly right now, just talking about it.
Oh, God.
I want.
Oh, God.
There's a vein in her head about
it. No, it was fun.
The Horde. Must destroy them.
I was actually on the Horde.
What was your
character? I was a troll shaman on the Horde.
And I want you to pay attention to what you just said. I was a troll shaman on the Horde. That is why I hate that game.
No,
because
what?
You have
it
to say
fun.
Like I was a pagan half elf witch knight.
Blood
like, no.
elf.
blood elves.
No, there were anything about night anything. Elves and blood elves.
Yeah, whatever.
He anyway, said half no, elf. It was fun because, I don't know, I just like the PvP aspect
I
of
was
it.
A half-calf, double latte mocha mage. Half-soy, decaf whip, latte mage elf.
After
with
I
with the cinnamon coffee cake.
Yeah, with a low-fat cinnamon coffee cake
that
swirl.
That tastes delicious.
That was my pet. The coffee cake.
The coffee.
How many coffee cakes did you have to kill to, like, never mind?
No, it was fun. I had great fun while playing it.
Okay, so Denise doesn't actually play real games, therefore she has no basis.
I don't either.
I'm being an asshole. I'm not really being fair.
Yeah.
Those games personally do nothing to me.
Stop being a thumb dick.
I.
Who would, he also, man, this is a lot of questions, Michael. Who would win in a fight, Iron Man or Spider-Man? They fought,
I'm
huh?
With, I'm, but okay.
Oh God! If Eli was here, he could. They probably fought in the Civil War. They were on different sides.
If Eli were here, we would have.
No,
a
they
skit.
Were on the same side, weren't they?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because Peter Parker came out, didn't he?
Sure, whatever.
Came out?
As Peter Parker.
Okay, seriously. Oh. If they fought, Iron Man shoots things.
Peter That's Parker's true. Agile.
End of story.
Peter I Parker's wouldn't... agile.
It doesn't. You can't out. He can't agile his way out of a fucking explosion,
Rocket.
Dude. He beats Rocket. Fucking Galactus and shit. Come on.
Yeah. Whatever. No, I'm not buying it.
I would have
like,
to go
let's,
for
let's
Iron
ignore
Man.
Let's ignore
I'm
like the ridiculous
say.
Comic
wait,
world.
Wait, let's talk movie. Tobey Maguire versus.
Since we don't have like a comic.
Versus.
I almost said Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. would kick Tobey Maguire's ass.
Of course
ass.
He would. Well,
and he has
day.
A bad back
any
anyway.
Day.
Oh my Who God! Does? No, I'm saying their characters.
I know, and that's
the way
I'm
they
going
were portrayed.
Purely on like. The most exposure either of those characters have ever had in their entire lives has been through the movies.
Like, the fact that the Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus didn't kill Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is because
is
they didn't want
to. Them being pussies.
They didn't want to because they absolutely should have and could have at all times. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so...
And the third movie didn't happen, so that's...
The answer to your question is Iron Man.
Iron Man would win.
Oh, yeah. I would have to say Iron Man.
Question number two.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
His job's hard. He's not here and you miss him. Jedi Mumbo says, considering the scene after the credits and the rumored scene upcoming in The Incredible Hulk, there seems to be an Avengers movie.
Yes, there is.
Is this a good idea?
It's already been confirmed, right?
It has not been confirmed that, yes, we're making
the
movie.
The groundwork is being
right.
laid.
Yeah. I'd rather have more Iron Man.
There will be more Iron Man.
Yeah, of course. There'll be at least three. They've already committed to three.
The Thor movie is also in the works, too.
They want Brad Pitt to be Thor.
I would fucking watch that.
You know why? Huh. Because of his... Who was he? Agamemnon or somebody? He was...
In Troy?
In Troy, yeah.
That movie was terrible.
Right, but because of his portrayal.
Oh.
You know, long blonde hair
totally,
and warrior with a sword. They were like, Brad Pitt's the guy.
Yeah,
Thor has
he
a
looked
hammer.
Pretty good like
There's
that,
a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor,
yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, he was good in that movie.
I don't like Thor. So
I don't
care.
Really care for Thor, but everything I've heard is said it is one of the most amazing comic scripts ever to be written.
Oh, the actual movie script is good?
The actual script is supposed to be outstanding.
Huh.
Hmm.
That is the only thing that I've heard about it.
I don't think Brad Pitt would do it. He's never done a geek movie. He's only done, like, fringy, like
12 Monkeys was kind of a geek.
He was nobody then.
That's
he doesn't have to do that kind of stuff anymore. I don't think they should make an Avengers movie at all. I think each of the characters is too large. I think it's for the exact same reason Justice League imploded as they tried to make it. And it's the same scenario. They're trying to make movies for each of the individual Justice League members while they make a Justice League movie with different actors.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's fucking ridiculous.
See, but that's DC being retarded.
That is fucking retarded. That's Warner Brothers being retarded.
Marvel is at least trying to like, hey, let's have a real universe.
If they do that, it's going to be too big and too Iron Man. They could do 6 Iron Man movies. I'd watch all of them.
Right.
As long as Jon Favreau's there and That's and true. Harry Connick Jr.
God damn it.
And
That would be really interesting if that were Harry Connick
Michael
Jr.
Clark Duncan. What's his name?
No.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, that guy.
Though
bad motherfucker as Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's excellent casting.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with
that.
I
can't wait to see that. They actually recast, it's funny, he was the inspiration for the new Nick Fury.
Yeah.
In the comic. I mean,
right.
When they started the Ultimates, it is Samuel L. Jackson.
That was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
well,
weird.
Well, they did that on purpose, didn't they? Because they knew they were going to
whatever.
The
maybe.
Ultimates started like 5 years ago, right?
I don't know.
Or 3
that's
years
what
ago?
I heard.
It's been going for a while, but...
Yeah.
But now we're going to have to get the motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking platform.
I'm sick.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm just on this floating platform. Snakes on a floating platform.
I would watch that.
Oh, this is a weird, this is kind of an existential question from Wadmossy. When did your geekiness become self-evident, and or how did you come to grips with the self-admission? This is when did you come out, I guess, as a geek. For Josh and Eli, do you get the feeling that your parents are still secretly waiting for you to grow up and get out of video games, get a real job? Start with the first question. Denise, when did you realize you were not like the normal girls?
I don't know. I don't really think I'm a geek.
Yeah, answer the question. Answer the question, Warcraft. Half mage elf.
I don't know.
Latte.
I watched a lot of Star Trek,
that's
The Next Generation. That's probably going to have to be it. I watched a lot of that while growing up, so that's going to have to be it.
Star Trek was always on after my bedtime. I was sad. Every once in a while, I got to stay up late to
so
watch
you
it.
Started with hardware and video games. You didn't have normal geek upbringing.
Yeah, whatever. We always had computers in the house. That's where it started.
I, very similar to Denise, I watched a shitload of TNG and didn't understand that everyone else didn't. Like,
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
To me, it was like,
that was like the best show on at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would like find if there's two ways you realize you're a little bit different is number one, if, even if you're popular, that it's only within your three friends and no one likes anyone else on your team.
Right.
Like, but you don't realize it because you can very easily stay segregated in like fourth, fifth grade and like, be on top of the world thinking about nothing but comic books and Star Trek because you don't, as long as like your buddies don't also play T-ball or whatever, like you feel okay. For me, comic books were first. Well, Star Trek and comic books were the same time. Comic books, I first started reading X-Men, and then you realize you're kind of a weirdo when you're dying to talk about this stuff. No, I'm saying that goes on through life. You're waiting to have a debate about like Wolverine versus
Iron Man.
Iron Man wins every time.
I'm telling you.
So we would have these debates about like Wolverine's secret origins and stuff, and it just all seemed normal. And then one day I was like, wait, no one else cares about this stuff.
I had all those conversations in elementary and junior high PE while we were
waiting to not do anything,
running the curves and walking the straights.
Yeah. I actually never read any of the comics, but I watched a lot of the show. The X-Men show?
Oh, the cartoon?
The
first season was directly lifted from the reboot of the series that I started with.
I watched so all of that shit.
I have all five seasons of that at home.
Oh, yeah?
Every single episode.
Night of the Sentinels was the pilot.
Yes.
And
yes,
Jubilee
was
still an annoying cunt.
God, why didn't they kill her?
I'm totally helpless. I can make sparks.
The fucking jacket. Even when they tried to make her better, they just gave her bigger sparks. And they can explode a little bit.
Like, oh.
Poof. Poof, poof, poof.
Yeah.
I remember she took out a Sentinel.
Dude, she's worse than Dazzler. Like, really.
She's not. Dazzler's more powerful than Jubilee.
At least Dazzler had the power of Flashdance.
Dazzler had the, Dazzler worked hard for the money. That's all I can say. She's got to work hard for you.
And Longshot treated her right. Yeah.
Longshot, dear God, he was a crappy superhero.
Dude, but he was David Bowie
the power,
with the star on his eye or some shit.
He was
know.
Ace Frehley meets Ziggy Stardust, and his power was luck. His power was, if I jump out this window, there will probably be a truck waiting to catch me.
Yeah.
That is queer. I hate Longshot.
Dude, he was banging Dazzler. That's not queer.
He was a robot.
Was
That's
he a robot?
Hot. He was a droid. He was an android and a mutant at the same time. He was the only one. That made no sense. They explained it one time.
Confusing.
Okay, so there's the geekiness. Josh, since Eli's
X-Files
not here.
Also.
Oh, okay.
When was that, like middle school X-Files?
Yeah, something like that, probably.
Okay, all right, so do you think your dad is waiting for you to grow up and get a real job? Or does he even understand what you do?
No, he understands what I do. I think he's sort of accepted, in some sick way, he's kind of proud that I've managed to do nothing with my life and be successful at it.
Well, hang on.
Which is kind of how he sees it.
How do you even quantify that? As there's no doubt about it that you have a highly coveted position at a prosperous, if not odd, company.
Sure.
And there are literally millions of people out there that wish they were in your shoes. So mm-hmm. How is that anything but success? I mean, I don't understand.
No, but
it's just because it's not like with a law firm or something. Yeah. Well, it's not normal.
But my dad, if my dad had his way, I would have been in the fucking seminary.
Oh, okay.
But he just does not understand, like, hey, video games, I don't get it. He's just confused. And that's fine with me. Like, the best thing I ever said to him was, Dad, I dropped out of college and I make video games. That was, like, the most favorite sentence I ever got to speak to him.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just a different perception. You got to, you have to know something about it before you can despise it, I suppose. I don't
right.
know. Huh. Were you supposed to do something different with your life?
Oh, me? No, not necessarily. I don't know that they had any specific, I don't know.
Get out of the hut. That's all they wanted for you.
Well,
get to a place where the floors are paved.
Right.
My dad paved? Has worked
with... Or whatever.
What?
Where there's carpet.
So she's saying she lives in the streets. That's great.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey. Come on, man.
Homeless people.
No, like, my dad has like worked for like a big corporate company for like 25 years, so he doesn't understand the sneakers and the jeans and like walking in like in flip flops. So he's like,
I bet most people don't.
Oh yeah,
it's
no,
beautiful.
He totally doesn't get it. So I took him on the grand tour once. Like we had lunch down the street, and then I brought him up for the tour. And you know, of course, without fail, somebody on their office door had a sign up that says like, masturbation in progress or something. And like, I'm sorry.
That was actually
it was like it was that like was son and her dad.
Yeah, that was like,
what is this disrespect?
She's
like, whoa! She's like, this is my company, father. I don't know.
So that was
do you know Korean?
Beautiful. No.
She's
you can
Korean.
Speak that, right?
No,
she's Korean.
Right,
it's all the same.
Did you learn English early enough that you forgot the Korean?
Yes, because I
Wait,
never
do you
knew.
Speak a do you speak a native language?
Yes.
What is it?
Filipino?
That's not what it's called,
Tagalog.
Though, is it? What's the dialect called?
Tagalog.
I can't say that word.
It's like the... Well, most people think about it like
that,
the...
It had a click in it.
The, it did not.
It did. It had a pop.
It did not. You're a jackass.
It's like an Eskimo.
That's awful.
So...
No, it's like...
Is your name something different in that
it's
language?
It's all in good fun.
No.
Oh, okay, so you're still Denise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a little bit too Western for my taste. They had so much
we
opportunity
were
to name
colonized
you
colonized by the Spaniards for like 300
that ain't
years.
Spanish? Your name's not Marta?
No, I mean... Yeah,
hola.
Well, it was Spaniards at first, and then the Americans came.
Those
we
fuckers.
Have like... Yeah, no, I don't have an original name.
That sucks. Can you make one up?
No.
Okay.
God.
I'm so disappointed.
Can you tell us a bedtime story in your native tongue?
In
tuck de tuck. Thank you. Check it.
Oh man, that was good. Good
anyway.
Fun. This question comes from you ready? Papa Bear. Sexy. Josh can't even respond. My friends and I have been arguing for the past few years about which movie is worse, the Hulk or Daredevil. We know they're both terrible.
The Hulk.
The Hulk.
The Hulk is
hands
way
down.
Worse. Here, easy answer.
No.
Here's why. It was directed by Ang Lee and therefore had every right to be a fucking film.
Right.
It
shouldn't have been. It was about the fucking Hulk.
Yeah. So
come on.
It was held to a higher standard and
Look,
fell further off a cliff.
It.
Daredevil wasn't
no,
that
Daredevil
bad.
Daredevil was good because the huge guy threw Ben Affleck up against the ceiling. That's why that
wasn't
was
that Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah, whatever.
As
that
Kingpin?
Right. But he slammed
There was
ben
nothing
Affleck
inherently wrong
upwards.
With Daredevil. It wasn't
Daredevil
great.
Was, Daredevil
it wasn't
was
bad.
Like,
it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Ben Affleck
the
was
Hulk
terrible
was like,
casting.
Oh,
yes,
the Hulk. I was in the theater. It was one of the most confusing movie-going
Dude,
experiences
the Hulk, the movie
I've
is,
ever had.
You can tell Ang Lee is like, and then... It's metaphor for he confront his father.
Okay, he speaks perfect English.
He does not. When
he
have you heard
too.
Him talk? He has a horrible accent.
He grew up here, didn't
He's
he?
Got a deep accent. YouTube that motherfucker. I watched the like behind the scenes of Brokeback, and he's like, and then you love him and take from behind.
I thought he grew up here.
No.
Always pit first.
Yes.
Whatever.
Face off.
What?
Oh,
didn't he direct Face Off?
Yeah, no, that was...
No, that's John Woo.
John Woo.
Oh, right.
Dude. Different people.
Oh, is that who I'm thinking of?
Maybe. Maybe that's John,
John Woo, I think, is
anyway,
like
John Woo from Hong Kong.
The Hulk is a metaphor for like confronting your father. I mean, it's like it's just this deep emotional story.
Confronting your father means turning into a lightning demon and like flying into the clouds.
Gamma ray monster beats elemental god creature. It's so terrible. Oh,
that movie was awful. Oh, God.
Oh, Eric Bana. Whatever.
So I should be looking forward to this new Hulk movie.
I'm not.
But the taste of the old Hulk movie is still like kind of stuck there in the back of my mouth.
It's like fetid putrescence. Like,
I'm trying desperately to swallow it back down, but it just I can't get rid of it.
No, I have no interest in that. I'll probably see it. Daredevil is actually... It ain't good, but I could watch it right now if there was nothing else on.
Like, if it was on TNT HD, I wouldn't change the channel.
I wouldn't watch Elektra.
Oh, that was a fucking piece
so
of
awful.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
That movie was... I got stuck in an airplane and had to watch that.
Zach says... Pew! Zach says, I was thinking when I heard you mention Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen in close vicinity in the last podcast. Have you seen Extras? He explains what Extras is.
I wanted to see that.
Extras
that
is wonderful.
Good.
I have the entire show at home. Extras is fantastic, and you, sir, are a gentleman for loving it.
He links to a couple of YouTubes with them. But I saw like three episodes of it, and I thought it was pretty funny, but man, is that show British. Like, that is just a British show.
The guy from the original Office is on it, right?
Ricky Gervais, yes.
Right.
It's his show.
It is his show, yeah.
I heard it was good. He I keep meaning to
the one with Ben Affleck was funny. Actually, the one with Kate Hudson was really funny, too.
Oh, God. But she's a nun?
Yeah, Kate Hudson plays a nun in a World War II movie, and they're extras in it. And one of them is trying to get advice on how to sleep with a guy or something.
It's how to talk dirty to her boyfriend.
Right.
Like, her boyfriend wants to talk dirty over the phone, and she's, like, embarrassed to do it.
And so the whole time she's dressed as a nun,
giving phone sex tips.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him you want him to take off your knickers, and then, like, she want him to...
Like, tell him to whack your bonobos.
Yeah.
And, like,
what? Tell him to spank your bum. And she's a nun. It's just, it's really good. And then,
That's also
the one with the cripple sister.
Right. There's a cripple sister, and then, but she goes off on a rant about the only way to win an Oscar is to play a retard.
Right.
And she fucking, it's so heartfelt.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It was really good.
She talks about, like, every time she was up for an Oscar and then lost to somebody else, and
he was
that's
either
why
ugly
she,
or retarded.
You either had to play a Holocaust victim or a retard. So she was doing the Holocaust movie where she was the Jewish nun or something.
And then Ricky Gervais is beautiful. He sees a girl walk in, and she's, like, limping and all gangly and weird, and he's like, yeah, check this one out.
What happened to that one? She's
obviously on the Sulz, you know. She's a little, He's like, that's my sister. She has cerebral palsy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he's trying to impress this chick.
Well,
it's
he was trying
good.
To hit on that chick.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, the new American Gladiators came
Can't
on.
Talk about it. Eli's
I
not
thought,
here.
I thought you were, yeah, that we had, I thought you were going to talk about cerebral palsy. Like, speaking of cerebral palsy.
Of which, I
American
love
Gladiators.
Cerebral palsy. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
I didn't
it
watch
great.
It, but Eli gave me the, like, fucking play-by-play
play
during
rundown,
lunch today.
Yeah.
It did involve a cripple.
As a gladiator?
No, as a contestant.
No, a contestant. He had, like, a fake leg. One of his legs were fake.
You know the, like, crowbar-looking,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
spring thing?
I would take that off and beat Wolf to death with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, apparently, it gets caught,
so
or, like, the net they have
in
to climb
the,
up.
Right,
he gets
the
stuck
eliminator.
In it like a dolphin. Like
it's tuna.
That. Yeah.
And he's,
yeah,
it's
like,
not
like,
cripple
some,
safe
like
tuna.
Somebody threw away the six-pack ring, and
I
then he
only
choked on it.
Eat cripple-safe tuna.
Right.
Like,
no, but it was...
And Wolf just licking his lips. I'm going to fucking eat that cripple.
And it was so funny because like the whole... It takes him like
baby
8 hours to get through the eliminator, right? And
everyone's
of course,
gone. The lights are off. And he's just like, I'm
And of course
it.
They don't interview the guy who wins. They were like, this guy. This guy's great. Look at his... Through his adversity and his faith and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he didn't win. Did
I
you
would
didn't interview
pull
the other
off
guy.
That fake leg and I would throw it like a fucking boomerang into Wolf's neck.
Just throw it like a fucking javelin.
Wolf's on the prowl.
Oh, they gave Wolf fangs, by the way. He has fangs now.
Does he eat people?
Like, I don't know.
Surgically implanted?
Does.
What are you talking
I
about?
Don't, it looks real. I don't know. He has fangs now. That's all I know.
That's pretty
And they
cool.
have like a chick with wings.
Yes, they do.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you're not kidding.
There's a new
Her name
gladiator.
Is Phoenix.
Yes. See, you know.
So, I saw the commercial. That's all I saw.
Do they set her on fire? Like what?
I wish.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Like,
No, she's just one of the
Wolf want beer soup. Wolf sad. Rawr.
Next question comes from Light Spectre. Please have old-timey radio guy provide previews, reviews, and opinions on the summer's comic book movies. I'd have to prepare
tall
that.
Order.
That's a big...
Joel will have that ready for you next week.
He sends me a link to every comic book movie coming out.
Wow.
Iron Man, Hulk.
Well, you've seen
the
Iron
one
Man.
With... Dateline, Meccano Man fights the Nazis. Hellboy.
There were no Nazis. No.
Batman.
Oh,
I guess
yeah,
I'd
Hellboy
have to say
too, the, I forgot about that.
You have yeah. to say the Axis. The Axis is on the run from the man in the Meccano suit. Steam-powered locomotive man.
He harnesses the power of the atom.
Oh, my God.
They said it couldn't be done, folks. You saw it here first.
Mm.
On Professor the picture tube.
Professor Guggenheim tweaking the Meccano armor.
Brought to you by the National Broadcasting Company. Go Peacock.
The more you know. He also sent me a link to that shitty Angelina Jolie movie with the guns.
Wanted?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Where she curves bullets, that one?
Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about that.
I might get drunk
and watch
that.
That's supposed to be like nothing
know.
Like the comic book, though.
I might kill myself and watch
the comic
that.
Book's supposed to be really
yeah,
good.
In that order. Definitely a good idea.
Hey. Johnny Ace has a question. I'm getting better at that. With comic book movies, do you feel it's more important to follow the story or keep the feel of the comic? Or to keep the feel of the comic while using artistic license to make the movie appeal to a broader audience?
Keep the feel.
Number two.
Fuck the story.
Second one.
The stories are so fucking retarded.
Yeah, because
they're always retarded.
Which story? Which continuity?
Right. There's
which Spider-Man would you follow? There's one where Mary Jane's dead. There's one where she's not dead. You got to reinvent those
There's
for the
like
theater.
There's like 80 billion fucking timelines for all of them.
Yeah. Just no, you take the you
broad
take
strokes.
The basic origin. Though I will say that Organic Web Shooters was a cop-out, and I'll never forgive them for that. Because one of the main...
Oh, dude, you're fucking... You slice Peter Parker's dick.
One of the main...
That's his Organic Web Shooter.
One of the main caveats...
lasso.
One of the main caveats of ejaculate lassos is that he would run out of web fluid.
Right.
And that's...
Well, like, you've never run out of web fluid.
I'm three or four times in, and you run out of web fluid.
Come on.
And then it just hurts.
Well, it's when...
Because it tries.
Right. It's still... But then
no,
you
it
get,
still tries.
But then you get blood.
Let me explain this to you, Denise. It's no matter what happens, it's still... The mechanics are still
no.
trying, but there is nothing...
Yeah. The gears are still turning.
But there's no oil.
Right.
It's like your engine...
No oil, yeah.
Yeah, you're cranking the engine hard as you can, but there's no oil. The pistons get locked
up.
Yeah,
you check that dipstick and it's dry.
Oh, I hate you guys
so like
so
the
much.
Third time, you're like... God!
Oh! And you get this little like poof of dust and like a... Looks like somebody's cleaning chalkboard erasers. Yeah.
Where are we? We're doing questions? Okay.
Yeah. Mail sack. Mail sack.
Mail sack. Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Mail
sack. Mail sack. Mail
sack. All right. With comic book... No, we already did it. This one's from Jinryu. Yes. Who's your favorite... There's a lot of comic questions in this one. Who's your favorite Marvel and DC Comics character? Which do you think is the... I'm not going to answer which one do you think is the best game system. There's no...
Xbox 360.
Yeah, there's no...
Xbox 360.
PlayStation.
PlayStation 3 can eat my asshole.
PlayStation has ads with thumb dicks.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite
I have
moment?
To make games for
Take
the
your hands off the mic. You're not in a cave.
No.
Who was your favorite? And what was your favorite moment in Iron Man? Favorite Marvel and or DC Comics characters? Since I don't read a lot of comics now, I'm going to go back to childhood. Marvel, it was the Amazing Spider-Man. Spectacular was blasphemy. And on DC, I didn't start reading DC until Superman died. And I liked the cybernetic Superman a lot. And then I liked...
gay.
And then I liked... I didn't read any DC's regular.
My
Denise?
Favorite?
Oh. No, Josh? Who?
Ford?
Go.
Ladies. Ladies first.
I don't know. I didn't read too many comic books, but...
Bail.
Batman?
Where's the wrong sound?
I don't know.
Where's the wrong sound? There you go. Josh?
My favorite DC character is probably Lucifer from the Sandman series and then his own.
And Sandman doesn't count. He's out of continuity, isn't he?
Why did he?
He's not in DC Universe. He was published by DC, but he's not in DC continuity, is he?
Is that a that is there that a fucking is, asterisk yes. on that question?
Yes,
that
no.
There's that
we're talking universi, universi, not published
you know
by
Sandman's universe is better than all
whatever
of DC's
favorite Marvel character. Go.
Oh God, it's so hard to choose. It would have to be an X-Man. Growing up, it would have either been
it's Wolverine, of course.
Wolverine is the cop out answer though. Oh, okay. That's not interesting because that's everyone's answer.
I like
Nightcrawler or Archangel were my two favorites growing
up.
Oh,
Archangel was my favorite X-Man.
So Warren Worthington III.
With the metal wings, the reboot Archangel. Yeah.
Metal wings. Well, he's fucking blue skinned and shit. It was like, wow, you're kind of cool with your blue skin there.
Josh is like, you're giving me feelings I've never had before.
No. Wolverine maybe, but not Archangel.
That's true. That is true. He is much more to your liking.
Blonde, preppy,
short and hairy and dangerous.
Claws.
And smokes and drinks. Favorite moment in Iron Man, the movie.
All
I don't
of
know.
It?
Yeah,
all
the movie. The part where there was Iron Man.
Actually, right at the start when Pepper Potts was talking to that whore, getting her out of the
that
house.
Was pretty
oh,
that
good.
Was
the whole,
pretty
like,
good.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash.
That is when I knew I was going to enjoy the entire movie.
I'll tell you highlights. The drinking scene in the plane.
That was good.
They're like, I don't want your fucking drink. I tell you! Tony, and they're like totally fucking wasted. Yeah. That was, and then stripper poles in the plane. I laughed so fucking hard at that.
That was good. The whenever the insurgent people, whatever, were holding the women and children hostage, and he shot them all with his little like shoulder guns or whatever. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty fucking decent.
I enjoyed that.
Troy, very minor iron spoiler. How the heck did Iron Man not soil his iron underpants on that long ass flight?
Because he's Iron
I'm
Man.
I'm actually pretty sure that if you look it up, that the suit recycles waste.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah.
Very earth friendly.
Yeah. It, no, and then he farts out like a brown cloud and it's just all dissipated into the atmosphere.
Very green.
It's exhaust. It's actually turned into fuel for repulsor rays. Then Dram replied to that. The anger from his need to shit fuels his ass-kicking quotient.
Oh, I like that the guy from The Big Lebowski's in it.
Dude, okay, I came so close to doing that comic, and then I just talked it up too much to myself that I couldn't actually do it. But it was going to be Iron Dude. And I was like, just trying to figure out, okay, wait, does Iron Man, is The Big Lebowski Iron Man?
Is the dude
Iron Man? Is he bowling as Iron Man?
It just has to be Iron Man bowling.
Yeah, it was going to be Iron Man like shooting a bowling ball with a repulsor ray, and
right.
like, the Jesus
that,
was going
to
be there.
At that point, Iron Man has to be John Goodman's character.
Right.
Oh, see?
And see, it's like he'd be telling Rhodey he's out of his element. You're out of your element, Rhodey.
Exactly. But yeah, he's sitting there, like, you know, like polishing his shoes or something. It, like, he has to be wearing the metal boots, but he's still holding
the
bowling
the
shoes.
The Pomeranian has to be there.
Right.
The non-Pomeranian
And I actually watched that. What do you call it? The dude, Big Lebowski, like right. 2 days ago, again, for like the 100,000th time.
Because it's awesome.
But on TV.
Oh, they could butcher it.
That movie loses a lot of impact on TV. Like, they peed on your valued rug, dude. They peed on my valued rug, Walter. They peed on your valued rug, dude. Your valued rug.
Valued.
This is what happens when you find a man
in the Alps. This is what happens when you find a man in the Alps. This is what happens when you find a man in the Alps.
Good stuff.
What the fuck? Also, me and Emily watched it like in very closely. Valued and fucking are about the same mouth sound when you say them angrily. But that movie's so fucking great. If I ever go senile or possibly incapacitated, like can't move, and I'm in like one of those like iron lungs, like the guy that wrote Branded or whatever movie it was that they loved. I want that playing 24 hours a day in front of my head on an LCD TV.
I'll see if I can arrange
that.
I'd
be so happy. This is my living will right now. I'm so notarized, stamped.
Right. Should we leave the monitor at your fucking funeral?
Yes.
Just like play that facing down over
that's
the casket.
That's my eulogy. My eulogy is Donnie's eulogy.
No. It's a project. We'll mount a monitor into your casket.
Okay, sure. And it'll always play that. And
before
if you go to my grave, it'll be playing in a stone. You'll encase it with a permanent like battery. Like a,
And then a year and a half later, I'll be like, eh, whatever. And then I'll take the monitor out of it.
And then use it for some other project.
And use it for my fucking computer.
Sell it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
For $50.
And there's just a big empty hole in my grave. Water is just pouring in.
Whatever. It's not like...
I want everyone to watch the death scene for Donnie. He's like, Donald, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And he's got that crazy Polish last name. And he's like, just like so many brave men died in Vietnam. Odd, Walter. What's it have to do? What does anything have to do with fucking Vietnam, Walter? This is pretty good. What?
Do you still speak Vietnamese, Denise?
Fluently.
What's your name in Vietnamese?
Fuck you.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck you.
It's fuck you. F H U Q. Yeah. F H U Q accent. N Y N G H E U Y N.
Click.
Click pop. question from John Dark.
I hate you guys.
What kind of instruments do you guys play? And then he asks me, did I really have long hair and play Wonderwall in the 90s? You bet your sweet fucking ass I did.
That's fantastic.
I had long hair and sang Wonderwall in the 90s.
I did all of it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so instruments played. I play the guitar, various kinds. I play bass. I played bass primarily for a few years. I play drums with mediocrity. I play piano with more mediocrity.
It's terrible.
So better or worse?
Worse. With okay. Increasingly depressing mediocrity. I play saxophone as good as I did in eighth grade. Because I stopped then, but I remember everything from then.
Saxophone.
Saxophone. I play various hand percussion. I play the djembe. It was an African drum.
I
don't speak that.
I don't know what else.
I can't get the proper innuendo.
And what else do I play? I play more instruments than that. I play the triangle pretty well.
Nice. That's lovely.
I guess that's it. What do you play, Josh? You play like four things.
I play the piano much better than Joel does.
And that's the only thing you do better than me besides have sex with men.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Much better.
I guess you could say I play the skin flute.
Right. You do play the thumb dick flute.
Oh, God.
That's never going to die.
I hate everything about my life right now.
Me too.
I also
me
play
about
the trumpet.
Your life.
I have played the trumpet.
Don't you play a cornet?
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's a different instrument. Shorter.
They are tonally identical. They are
like
functionally
saying
identical.
Saying the trumpet and the trombone are
the
same
difference
instrument.
Between the trumpet and the cornet is that they are coiled differently and have a slightly different tone
anyway,
because of that.
You played it professionally? What are you talking about?
I mean, I've been paid to play a gig, which means I have played professionally.
Oh,
you mean
cool.
You had a John that liked the trumpet?
Wait, what?
Huh?
I don't know what you mean by that.
You're a hooker. You're a dirty pirate hooker. Smelly pirate hooker.
Oh, God.
Scotch.
I hate everything.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. It's so great.
Yeah.
What else do you play?
I can play almost any brass instrument. The larger they get, the worse I get because I don't have enough airflow.
You play sousaphone?
I can, but it's going to sound terrible.
You know the band The Roots?
Yes.
They have a permanent sousaphone player.
That's awesome.
His name is Tuba Gooding Jr.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So great.
Hurts.
Denise, do you play any instruments?
I used to play the piano, but not anymore.
Do you remember how to play as good as you did back then?
No.
That's a failure.
And you're probably still better than Joel.
It's not necessarily true. I can
Joel can
chords.
Be like, hey, chords, check that out.
Yeah, which is 100% more than most people can do on a piano.
I tried to play the guitar at some point, but it hurt my fingers.
I kick ass.
I did try to play the guitar, but my fucking sausage fingers, I can't do it.
So fucking good at guitar.
It didn't hurt. I just can't bend my fingers enough to do that.
That too.
He doesn't necessarily have the reach required.
Shut up.
It's like if he had an inverted penis and tried to have sex. It's just physically impossible.
Wait, what do you inverted how?
Like inward.
Like an in.
Yeah, like an innie.
Isn't that a vagina?
No, it's still it's an innie penis. A penny.
Sure,
pouty. Oh, that was such a good episode. Hot dog fingers.
I play castanets. I'm trained. Eli's not here, but Eli plays the drums, and I know he owns guitars.
I will not eat cat poop.
That's true. Eli plays the drums. At least I know that he owns drums. I've never seen him play them.
He does play very well, actually.
Well, that pisses me off that I've never even seen him play.
Yeah, very
and
well.
And I know that he owns guitars, and I've never seen him play one.
He also plays the guitar pretty fucking well, too.
Yep.
I could kick his ass which and shred
why,
off.
Which is why...
He got mono.
No.
He was making out with David Lee
the
Roth.
The three of us need to either cover a cake song or some of the acoustic Ben Fold stuff.
Eli's got a practice room, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Let's go jam. Let's fucking kick ass.
We should do that.
I've got all the gear.
Bitches ain't shit. I think we can do it. You can play bass. Eli can play drums.
All of it.
I can play piano. You can't play all of it at the same time.
Do you know that I can play drums and guitar at the same time? It's pretty fucking weird.
I can do that in Rock Band.
Yeah.
Does that count? Oh. Back on my instrument list, I can play plastic guitars.
Right.
I'm fucking awesome.
You play the plastic guitar like Baudrillard.
Yeah.
I had... That's probably me.
Oh, fuck your phone. Phoning.
Oh, because it's too close to the computer. Sorry.
Thank you.
I.
Dumbass. Double dumbass on
double
you.
Double dumbass on you.
What is that from? That just popped
Star
in my
Trek.
Head.
Star Trek 4.
Thank you. Thank Boy you. Chum. The punk kid on the bus, right?
Yeah. Well, double dumbass on you.
Ah.
I. And Josh, you're a vocalist, right?
Barely.
You were in a chorus.
I was a singing member of the Trophy
Choir. I heard about that.
It was great. No shits.
I heard that all of that's like legendary.
I also
heard about it before you came back to Gearbox.
What's their website?
Turtlecreek.org.
.org. Yeah. So Josh goes, "Hey, I'm in a chorus. We're doing a Christmas show. I want you guys to come see it." And I'm like,
"Are you doing it again this year?"
No.
He's in practice with them.
That's a long story. But no.
Oh, there's actually a story involved? I thought it was just a time issue.
No, the guy that runs it no longer runs it anymore, and it's gone downhill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not wasting
time. Well, I just thought the fact that it was like 8 hours a night for a year was a bit
much.
That
was also part of it. But it was, and for that Christmas show, it was totally worth it. That's one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of.
So Josh's like, come to our show. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. You know, we'll get dressed up, we'll go. And then he's like, oh, you got to buy tickets. And they're like $60 a piece.
I bought everybody tickets.
Wait, I was like, I can't go. And you're like, fuck it, we just got to check. I'm buying everybody's tickets.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
I bought like 12 people tickets.
You bought a whole row.
Whole row.
It was like, I was sitting next to Janet. I think you bought hers too.
Janet, Eli, Mikey, and Jeremy.
And my mom was there.
Was your mom there?
Yeah, and my mom did not know that Turtle Creek was an all-gay chorus.
Organization.
And I don't think she knew Josh was gay either. And I... About
Surprise!
About four... Well, she didn't know Josh either.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But she also didn't know I associated with the gays. So, like, 5 minutes into the show, you could see her eyeballs kind of twisting. Like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Hey, someone's pulled a fastie here. The old switcheroo.
I sense
the
scent
old
of gay.
Gayaroo.
That's not a really good scent.
But
that's terrible.
But the show itself was phenomenal. There was one number, and you might remember what this was. That the venue was just exquisite for this. But they sent people out into the audience. The venue was like eight or nine levels, and we were on the floor. And they sent specific members to do like surround sound.
Oh, neato.
In the venue.
Some of the strongest singers were sent
fucking
out.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
Was it at
it
the
It was
Meyerson?
Very like, yeah, it was at the Meyerson.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was eerie.
No, we sold that place out. So yeah, there's at any given moment, there's usually about 200 members in the chorus, and we usually have about 150 to 170 for a good show actually attending. It's pretty powerful
stuff.
That
sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was. What do you know what that was? Because there wasn't words in that number. There was just sounds.
That might have been actually it was all Latin. That was probably probably Luke. I still have the music for it somewhere. Luke's Eterna or something.
Yeah, it was
pretty
fucking
that's one
great.
Of the songs from Requiem for a Dream.
Of course.
Luke's something.
Yeah.
It was there was lots of ooh-ing.
What are you, a tenor?
No.
You're an alto?
No.
Okay.
I'm a baritone.
Oh, okay. Oh. On a scale of 1 to 10, singing wise, let's say 1 is tone deaf and 10 is not someone who sings professionally, someone who sings well. Let's say tone deaf and perfect pitch. And ability to reproduce perfect pitch. Where are you like a 7?
Probably like a 6.
Okay. If you're a 6, I'd give myself a 5.5.
Yeah. Or I'm definitely a better singer than you.
You're a little bit better singer than me.
I can't carry a tune.
But I can sing and play guitar.
That's true.
And that's a skill that makes me better than you in every way.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? we're gonna make a 3-piece combo. Denise will play tambourine.
Yay!
Yes.
I can do that.
Sweet. And we'll kind record
do you
something.
Have rhythm? Huh? Do you have rhythm?
I think so.
Got any black in you?
She She's the most ethnic.
Wow.
With Eli gone, she's the most ethnic person at this table.
The most ethnic.
I don't know why that was funny, but I just broke.
That was funny.
I hate you guys.
That was timed pretty well.
I don't know why I come here.
Because it's fun. And
and you weren't doing anything else tonight anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
Shut up.
Another question from Dram. I'm sorry, I didn't answer properly, John Dark. Oh. I absolutely had hair past my shoulders. I played grunge rock and roll wearing my flannel shirt and my fucking Doc Martin boots and my couldn't get earrings, so I wore ear cuffs.
The nice.
Gayest thing I've ever done.
Nice.
I had those too.
Had an Abe Lincoln beard. Had a full Lincoln, no mustache, no goatee, full Lincoln chin strap.
I want to see pictures of this.
I'll find you some. I was rock and roll, baby. Torn up jeans with holes in the knees, chain wallet. That's like a like Beverly Hillbillies.
And mascara.
Torn up jeans, chain wallet, holes in the knees. I don't know, but yeah. And I played all. I could right
Texas
now.
Hang
on.
What is he doing?
Okay, Joel's getting... Oh, he's grabbing the guitar.
Are you
ladies
off?
And gentlemen, you are in for a treat. Joel is going to serenade
Holy
us.
Showing off.
With what are you going to be playing right, for us?
Try and name a 90s alternative rock song that I don't at least know the basic chords to.
Give us anything by Creed.
You know that's not fair. You know I already know all of them.
I know.
I can play every song.
I'm doing this for the benefit of your listeners.
I could play every song off the first Creed album.
Did you just drop down to D?
Fuck yeah. What Creed song? Play them all.
Here. Oh, God. I can only think of titles from the second one.
Oh, Creed.
Nerd. And,
Creed.
Summer number two. Tell me. No.
I don't want to be here anymore. Whatever happened to that guy? Are they still playing?
Yeah, they are, unfortunately.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No, the band made a new band called Alter Bridge, and Scott Stapp's by himself. He had a solo album that tanked.
They made a new band without the lead.
Yeah. Awesome. Called Alter Bridge.
Because he was a douche.
He really was.
What's the what's another 90s band that I know all the songs.
Give us some
to.
Soundgarden.
Oh.
Which let's see.
That's pretty good.
That's a cross between a Soundgarden song and a
Fine, just give us
another
Nirvana.
Song.
Just give us Nirvana.
No, that's not fair. I know every Nirvana song.
Well, that's the whole point. You're supposed to.
I think Soundgarden. A lot of
what Soundgarden do I know?
Nicole Sun, Spoon Man.
Something like that.
It's pretty
that's
good.
Pretty
for
good.
I missed at least two notes there, but it's one. It's
That's awesome.
Have you never, like, every party Joel's ever had of any sort always ends up like this?
No, I don't think of.
Because he needs to be the center.
That's
of attention.
Oh, fuck you. If that's not obvious,
and it's
by
because
now.
I can't haul a piano with me, or I would do the same thing.
The piano's in the closet.
Your piano's a piece of shit, and I'm better than
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck you.
That's also then. Yeah, that I.
Yeah. Like sling it over your back. Hey guys, I'm here for the party.
It was a river of heroes.
I don't remember the words to any of these songs.
Cause I fell home
black days.
God, I better know some Pearl Jam.
Black Days. Oh, Pearl Jam.
You realize that you have music playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of dumb.
That's okay.
Actually, you're really dumb.
That's okay.
Oh, see, now you get a pure. You'll have to fix that in post.
I could just mute that whole track.
Yeah, you probably could. You should mute parts of it.
What, readers, call in with bands that I...
Request.
Okay, next time. Next time.
Mail sack.
And I promise you, if you post a 90s alternative rock song, or at least a band...
Joel will play and I will sing.
But I will not look it up. If I don't know it, I won't know it.
Okay.
But if I do know it, I'll know. Cause I know like every Oasis song.
I will look it up for the lyrics.
Oh, there you go.
And, but it's like 8 chords, and that's every single song I've ever done.
Let's see.
Hey, that's really good.
Yeah. And all their other songs are the same. What's their other one that's a Beatles song?
You're like in some weird minor key. I don't know what you're... I don't know.
Oh, it's probably higher than that. It's probably...
It's way higher.
Something like that.
We really need to do a live recording of something.
I bet I know some of the Third Eye Blind. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, you know what? No, save it. Don't ruin the reader's call in.
I know that solo. I know for a fact I know that solo.
I hate you. Anyway. From the very depths of what's left
of my soul. Any more questions? This comes from Dram. What two people should never have kids, fictional or real, gay or straight, ensign or emperor? What?
Two people should
never have kids. I'm changing the question. Who should have kids? Ensign or emperor?
Who should have kids?
I'm changing it to that. Yes. Ensign Wesley Crusher should bear the child of
Beverly Crusher.
Emperor Palpatine.
What?
Take my seed, Wesley Crusher.
Hate Wesley.
Release your anger.
Wait, wouldn't that him be giving his seed?
I don't
going to
know.
My anger.
Never have kids. Josh.
Sweet. Well, we got that one taken care of.
Yeah. Done. Next.
God damn it. Done. I fucking hate kids. Okay, the fucking little brat at Scotty P's
which
today.
Which one? There were like 15 of them.
The little boy that was like 6 that was one. Running around the restaurant the entire time we were there. I wanted to fucking stick my leg out and trip that bitch.
It was like kitty hour or something at Scotty P's today.
Yeah, it was just...
Baby like wailing behind me. I'm like, oh.
Last question's from Melkor.
There we go.
Have any of you wasted a large portion of your time learning... Oh, this touches on previous topics. Learning a language used in or created for a work of film or literature. I can write fluently in Tolkien's Sindarin Tengwar, Elvish.
The answer to that question is no. I speak German, which is actually useful.
A real language? That's a real language? People really speak that?
Yeah.
I thought it was just for movies.
Yeah, no, it's not just for Nazis.
Bad guys.
It's also for Nazi sympathizers.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought it was only related to Hitler. How many languages do you speak?
I speak Spanish. I took Japanese.
You have to give us an example of everyone.
Please.
No.
To at least say hello in all
just
of them.
Yeah, like hello.
Okay.
I speak the language
Spanish.
Of rock and roll and love.
You guys. So Spanish. Hola. And that's what I actually majored in. Japanese for like 4 years, but I can't carry a conversation.
You took 4 years of Japanese and you don't know any Japanese.
I know a little bit, but not like enough to be conversational.
To order sushi and that's about it.
Not even, probably.
4 years?
It's really fucking hard. Don't do that. Don't look at me. Shut up.
You're like my dad. Go away.
You can see the shame on her face right now.
That is
impressive.
It's fucking hard.
She's
leave
dropping.
Me alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just,
and then Filipino.
Those are all real languages. I don't.
Yes,
that
they
is,
are.
Yeah.
I speak Esperanto fluently. Of course I don't.
When I was in junior high, I got really good at writing in the runes that were featured in The Hobbit, which are real.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, I started, like, me
secret
and my friends,
language?
Yeah, we would pass notes, and it was all the runes from Lord of the Rings.
That's kind of cool, actually. Was it phonetic?
Yeah, no, it was all still technically English, but it was different symbols for letters, and they had like certain symbols were like different consonant cluster sounds.
We did
and
that
stuff.
In.
We had to learn at first, which was a pain in the ass.
We did that in sixth grade with our own made up alphabet just so
we
could pass
that,
notes.
Yeah,
like I tried that too,
language,
but it was
yeah.
lame.
Oh,
we,
yeah, I took
so
Chinese for a semester.
Well, we made up a language, and we would write like, the teacher's such a dirty bitch whore. I hope she finds this because she can't read it, blah, blah. And then, like, pass it really obviously. And she's like, what is this saying? I'm like, it didn't, just scribbles didn't say anything. Or, you are a smelly pirate hooker.
Or. You should do some D for us.
I know all the D songs.
That you should,
special meeting for.
I check my dipstick. You need lubrication, honey. My peel box of sausage chance just got to perform.
Oh, that's where the heart. I love get it on.
Get it on.
I see you walking, no, but all I can think about is. Dianetics, your watches is warm. Blood check, my dipstick, you need lubrication, honey. My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now I've been said loose, I'm shooting my juice, right in the numbers, never forget it all.
That's really good.
Minutes. I'm not gonna remember the rest of this.
Diabetics tune you much better than Krishna. Diabetics tune you much better indeed. And all your people here, you're tremendous. Except the people in the back. And you're smoking up a big ass bowl of weed with me. NKG. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, my God. All the ladies in the house say, yeah. And all you motherfuckers say a prayer. When you fight, you got to fight fair. You motherfucker. Oh, you motherfucker. You know what time it is? Delicious D time. Motherfucker. Ow!
And I'm pretty sure it's time for this.
Thanks for tuning in. You see how fucking we have nothing to hold us to keep. No, keep
oh,
it going.
What are you doing?
Go back now. Go.
I'm
now.
Panicking now. I don't know how to fix this.
You break it.
Eli is the glue that holds us together. And when he's not here, we don't know what to talk about.
He's
we don't know what to do.
The refried beans in our burrito.
We start. No, he'd be the tortilla that holds us
no,
together. You'd
no.
be the beans.
No.
I'll be the
He's the glue that
chives.
Sticks. You said he was the glue that sticks.
Oh, okay.
That's what the refried beans does.
Gotcha. That's
it keeps
it
the
all.
Fajita meat and the fucking rice and like the fucking cheese you sprinkle on that shit. It keeps it all there.
Denise is the rice.
What does that even mean? Oh, because she's...
Ching Chong.
She's you did not
Because she's Viet Korean?
Viet Cong.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Can we call you Charlie?
No, fuck you.
Charlie. White pajamas?
Kato?
Kato.
You know, from the Green Hornet.
From, like, O.J. Simpson?
No, the Green Hornet. Kato.
Whatever, I
He's
don't
He's a manservant and a... Thanks for tuning in. Hijinks Soup Podcast number 14. We're done.
Out.
Seacrest. Out.
Oh, I was going to give a shout-out to my sister. I forgot.
What's her name?
Nikki. I love Touchdown Jesus.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Masturbation in progress. That tastes delicious.